Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
What would you guys drink tomorrow on the show?
Tabasco and vinegar or both?
We'd test it.
Oh. I have no problems doing
that. Well, we'd be able to smell the vinegar.
Yeah.
Right away, and we could certainly also smell the Tabasco.
Oh, yeah.
Well, are you sure we'd be able to smell the vinegar around here?
Always smells like vinegar around here.
It would depend who's in the building.
The Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down.
What?
Know who would you do call.
What?
Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
Oh, really?
And don't call telling jokes.
Stop your parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was
quick. Move to your left, move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're gonna find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Get into it.
What?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Only son, born to a mother named Mary.
Hi.
Born in a manger. Oh, no, not your Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was the only son.
Mary. The other Mary. You know her. You know the old Mary of Jerusalem.
Oh.
Bethlehem.
MJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may know him as Jesus Christ. I know him as Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, what do you say, fans?
Hey,
what do
you
say?
I tell you what, the fans are all talking because Phil called me this morning with big news.
What's that?
He's leaving his law office. He's going to focus now on being a full-time entertainer.
Ah, very good.
Just like Mr. 40.
Hey, good job.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mole and all the ships at sea. Hey, they would have been immediately voted off Temptation Island. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. This show's still brought to you via the little engine that could, known as Westwood One.
Yeah, take a look at that stock.
Do a quick price check. Let's play the Price is Right. Which costs more? A share of Westwood One stock or McDonald's extra value meal number two? If you guess McDonald's,
you're right.
You're going to get to play Plinko.
McDonald's.
Listen, the phone number's same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. It's a new episode coming at you on Thursday. January... What is it? January 11th? 11th. Jan 11. What can we say? Bye.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our big fat world.
Welcome.
Won't you come on in?
They'll find a way to prepare for a show.
Miracles, I guess.
They're having a nice, wonderful meeting with Ken Stevens.
Hey, have I said thank you yet?
That's okay. How long have we been working together?
Yeah, I know. Certain things never change.
Well,
let me tell you one thing. When you
15
in,
years. That's how long we've been working.
You walk into that office, lock the door with Ken Stevens in there alone. I thank you because it's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Now that was nice.
Built with you in mind.
Yeah, we were caught on. off guard today by the fact that the great and almighty Skin Tag is actually in the house.
Yeah, and I was enjoying one of my my patented early arrivals today, and I didn't realize that you were behind closed doors with Kenneth.
No problem.
Good.
No problem. You know. He's a Nimrod. So welcome to the show, everybody.
There we go.
We might have some stuff to tell you later, but we promised that we would stop harping and bitching about how bass-ackward this company is. So we will wait until something happens to let you know. Let me just say that we do have this for you on today's show.
Yeah.
We're giving away a trip to New Orleans, and we're asking the question, what would you drink?
Glug, I mean, glug, glug.
Because we've done freak shows, we've done... oddity shows, we had talent shows, we had what would you eat. Now this is the last straw, the straw that broke the camel's back. What would you drink for a trip to New Orleans? Jeff will be drinking a glass full of cigarette butts.
Mm-hmm.
Chance will be drinking a quart of bacon grease.
Yum, yum.
Bobby will be drinking a pitcher of Listerine.
Bobby?
Pat will put a goldfish in a blender and drink it.
Ew.
Chris will drink crickets and pickle juice.
Yum, yum.
Steve will drink his wife's breast milk as she shoots it from her bosom to his open mouth.
That's going to be quite an act.
John will be drinking his body hair.
Right.
Going to shave himself all over and put it in a blender. Chris is going to eat crickets and goldfish. Excuse me, drink crickets and goldfish.
Right.
Mike is going to drink tobacco spit and salt water.
Okay.
Wayne will drink raw eggs and earthworms.
Wayne's World!
Ryan will drink soy sauce and maple syrup and a third... I know what it was. Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah. Devin will drink Worcestershire and Ipecac.
Ipecac, which makes you puke.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have Laurel, who's going to be drinking a combination of bugs and water. And Tony, who's going to drink a bottle of ketchup.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
how many of them are in the lobby already?
Well, we've not told them to show up for a little while.
Ah, that's good. Okay.
So we'll get to this as soon as the people get here. Today, incidentally, it is BYOB. Bring your own blender.
Bring your own blender, yeah. And we're not going to, you know, you can't use somebody else's blender. You got to bring your own, because you can't put, like, worms in a goldfish in something that somebody's going to chew up some crickets.
Right. Well, you could wash it out, I would guess.
Yeah, I suppose, if the person was generous. But if the person, you know, if the person chooses to diss you, you know, you're screwed.
I do believe that Carlos Broyhill has told everybody who's going to be using a blender to bring their own appliance.
Good. Bring ye own.
bring ye own.
Bring ye own blender.
So that's what we have going on the show today.
Wow.
First off, I'd just like to say something before we talk about the agenda of events here in the opening part of the show. And this is strictly for those of you listening in the Washington, D.C. area. I'd like to be the first to say, F the pandas.
Yes.
And,
amen.
I'm sick of the goddamn pandas, and we should put them in a box and send them back to goddamn China.
Oh.
Because, listen...
Let them know their natural environment.
You know, they're cute and all, but please, like, 3 days in a row, you turn on the news, and this is all you see. Pandamania! Pandemonium. Yeah, that's right. The one that Channel 9 loves using.
Why am I supposed to get excited when Maureen Bunyan looks at me and says, we will have exclusive shots of the pandas? Who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's an animal in a zoo.
Hey, listen, honey.
I don't care.
I got Animal Planet on my satellite dish.
Right.
I can get this anytime I want. I go out and buy a video if I want, for goodness sake.
You can go get a DVD of pandas in their natural environment. I mean, what's the big deal about seeing news footage of them in a zoo?
Only here in D.C. I mean, you have the inauguration happening in roughly a week from now.
Right. The unprecedented security.
And that is back burner news to the fact that at the National Zoo, we have two freaking pandas named Woody and Sun Yi, and as far as I'm concerned, we could just ship them back to China. I just wanted to officially say, F the pandas. Mm-hmm.
Is it true that the inaugural parade is going to feature Confederate soldiers this year?
That's what I heard.
I heard a rumor. You know, everything I'm reading in the Post about this, these nominees, it's always something about the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's always some nominee talking about the Confederacy.
These shows that W is going to have, his big shows, I want to tell you, he's got a worse talent booker than we do on this show.
Right.
Where's the list I was reading today?
I know it by heart. You got your Clint Black.
Yeah, hold on. Here we go, Mike. It's Ricky Martin, who's over, Andrew Lloyd Webber, who is officially dead.
Well, isn't he a Broadway producer? I mean, he's not like going to get up on stage and sing.
He's the man who gave us Cats. So he's just going to be choreographing it? Is that
right.
what it is?
Bo Derek. Now, what is she going to do? Get up and show us her wrinkly beanbag boobs?
Is she going to do a dramatic reading? Because, you know, even when she was hot, she never could act.
No. I don't know. Then you have Clint Black, as you mentioned.
Right.
You'll also have... Oh, Muhammad Ali. That's always sad to see Muhammad Ali in person.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if Muhammad Ali in his prime would be appearing on this inaugural stage.
Then you have, wait, now here it really goes downhill now. Larry King, Clint Black, Brooks and Dunn, Lori Morgan, Destiny's Child. I do like them. John Cicada.
Ah,
you can't do better than John Cicada.
He's back. And Larry King, you know,
hold on.
True whore.
Hold on, here's the funniest part coming up, though. Two-fifths of the fifth dimension.
That was the start.
And Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Hey, George W., how you doing? Yeah.
I mean, this guy is the leader of the free freaking world.
Mm-hmm.
And you mean to tell me the best you can come up with for his inaugural party is two-fifths of the fifth dimension and Norm MacDonald?
Maybe they'll get the pandas.
Well, listen, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's typical, though. I mean, it's the way it goes.
No, Clinton had Fleetwood Mac, at least.
No, right, but Clinton, yeah. No, Democrats get the better shows.
Yeah.
Because the majority of Hollywood elite are of that political persuasion.
I understand, but there has to be, you know, for my money, on that list, your biggest entertainment name is Norm MacDonald.
Where's Tom Selleck?
I mean, there has to be a bigger name than Norm MacDonald, who's available to play at the party.
I think your Hollywood Republicans are so few and far between that we know them. There, you got your Charlton Heston.
Damned apes.
From my cold, dead hands. You got your Tom Selleck. He's pretty outspoken. And then after that, and then you got Bo Derek. I swear to God, that
means she's number three on the chain.
Yeah, she was the one they were talking about back when they had the conventions.
Yeah.
They were talking about all the Hollywood celebrities that were at the Democratic convention, and then you talked about who's going to be at the Republican convention. It was Bo Derek.
I know somebody will call us up and tell us some bigger name Republican celebrities who could be at this. At this party, and furthermore, I don't think it's out of line for us to ask for an official invitation from the George W. Bush people.
I think you'll have a great time.
That we should be invited, regardless if you want to go or not, we should be invited.
I don't want to be invited.
To one of these inaugural testicles.
I wanted to be invited. I wanted to be invited back, you know, when the guy that I believed in was there. I don't want to be invited now. I don't want to be anywhere near that. I don't want to have anything to do with it. You separate yourself from me on this because you are a Republican, and you should be invited because you are responsible for that man being elected.
I voted for Gore. Yeah. Keep that in mind. I voted for, I campaigned for Bush.
Yes, you did.
But I voted for Gore.
Doesn't matter who you voted for.
In my heart, I think the right guy's in there. And I'd just like to point out to you.
I don't get you. You're an enigma. You voted for Gore, but in your heart, you know, he's a big one for using that too, W.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
God laid $1,000 on your heart.
In your heart, you think the right guy's in there. It's pretty amazing. Really,
I do. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm growing up, but this is that's what I think. All I wanted to say to you is think back to the 15 years that we've been doing the show here in D.C.
Yes.
The administrations that always invited us to White House crap have always been the Republican administrations.
I think there was only one administration that invited us to stuff, and that was the Reagan administration.
No, we got invited 1 year when Bush was president.
Did we?
We got invited
so
1 year.
1 year, the end of the Reagan years,
and
then that first segment of the Bush years. And then we were dissed.
And then we were shut out for the entire 8 years.
So you are technically correct when you say that the majority of years that we've been ignored, it has been by a Democratic administration because they've been in power longer.
And listen, frankly, I don't think that I'm building ourselves up here when I say that, frankly, we are bigger stars than anybody that they already have signed up.
That's true.
To be at the inauguration. And I'm not saying that Mike and I could perform. I mean, if you could come up with a nominal fee, our regular talent fee, I'm sure that we could whip up some kind of... come on, Mike.
There's absolutely no way that I would ever, even if we were invited, there is no effing way that I would do that.
Well, I would go.
I know you would, and you'd do a fine job. You'd go up and really do a reading. do a dramatic reading.
Poetry.
Or
Maya Angelou.
The violins are playing in the back. Mr. President, we salute you. No, I don't.
Listen, I would just like one time to go to one of these friggin' parties, and not one of the parties like that's held down at Champions.
I would have performed for his daddy.
or at Studebaker's.
I would have performed for his daddy. I would have had no problem doing that. There's something about this guy, all the people that he's bringing to Washington, there's something
they're
about...
They're all fine, Mike.
They're all like, you know, there's this... It's just this...
They're all fine.
Pseudo-rednecky thing happening.
They're all fine.
I tell you right
now. They're okay with me.
I know, you're fine with that.
All I know is I just want to be invited... to one of there's nine real inauguration testicles.
Because you know what's going to happen.
And I want to be invited to one of them.
What's going to happen now is that somebody's going to do that. Somebody's actually going to invite us. And then, you know.
Well, then don't invite Mike if Mike doesn't want to go.
Invite Don.
Just invite me.
Invite Don. I think I made the plea for the inaugural with Clinton a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I went down there to the first Clinton inaugural.
Oh,
I went down
geez.
There.
I remember you went and stood on the street, right?
I went out there and I got great pictures from it. And we were there. We waited all day for him. That's when. Remember, I told you when he came by with the PA. He got back into the car and all we heard was the PA like, "Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you? How you doing? How are you?"
Well, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take my.
You want
to
now? Here's what I
take my funny, cunning honey and buy her a new dress and.
Oh, you want to go to one of the balls?
Yeah, I want to.
You don't want to go to the parade or anything like that?
No, hell no. That, and listen, as far as parades go, that's not a parade. That's not a parade because the president sits inside a bulletproof car.
Right. They said it's unprecedented security this time around because they're going to have something they haven't had for recent inaugurals. They're going to have protests down there, and they're talking about. I heard the chief of police talking about these groups that have come out and said they're going to try to throw tomatoes when they...
So there's not a chance that George W. is going to be driving like in a JFK, convertible down Pennsylvania Avenue. Not a chance. And that's officially where America decided...
To go with the cupboard, yes.
Yeah. It's a better idea to put our guys like in Pope-mobiles or something like that than to leave them out there with a convertible.
So if he goes back in, he'll probably have that same walkie-talkie thing where it's like, "Hi, how are you?"
But I want to be invited. I think we are among the elite in Washington, D.C.
But we've never been respected by the inside the Beltway folks.
Whether they want to admit it or not, they listen to this show. God damn it, we're a part of Washington, D.C. We have been for 15 years.
That's correct.
And I think that we should be invited to the inaugural testicle, one of the nine big ones. I want to go this year. I really do. I want to take my wife and go and be a big shot at one of these things.
Hang out with your people.
Yes. And I'd be willing to perform. I mean, Jesus Christ, what kind of a show is this? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great lineup for you tonight. We have Bo Derek, Norm MacDonald, and two-fifths of the Fifth Dimension. What's the two-fifths?
You're talking about people that are going to be at the gala, too. You're not talking about just the balls. You should insist on performing at the gala.
And listen, if the two-fifths of the Fifth Dimension are not Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.,
right,
that means you're just going to have the fat guy and one of the guys in the backup who is essentially one of the pips.
Bill, I love you still.
The guy that looked like Burl Ives. You know, I think you can buy a ticket to the balls.
I'm not buying, Rob.
So you're not interested in that?
I got to get an invitation.
And there are VIP areas at all these inaugurals, too.
Right.
There are VIPs. There's the particular ball that's good. I'm sure the Texas ball will be the one you probably want to go to, which is going to be the big one that he shows up at.
Yeah, the Cowboy one.
All right.
That's the one I'd like to go to. Yeah, listen, we have calls. People are going to tell us big Republican celebrities.
Oh, good.
I believe. I think that's why. I mean, all the phone lines are lit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Arnold.
Hi. Hi, I have two other... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. No, Mike just had a great one, Arnold.
Yeah.
I had two other groups that are going to be there.
Who?
ZZ Top and Van Morrison.
Hey. Oh, that's right. We mentioned Van Morrison yesterday.
I didn't know ZZ Top was going to be there.
I've not read ZZ Top.
When was the last time ZZ Top had a hit record?
Your children were not born. The last time ZZ Top had a hit record.
ZZ Top. Who'd have thunk it with their long beard?
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
They're from Texas.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Did you know that we're paying China $1 million a year to keep those pandas here?
Oh, that sickens me if that's true.
I'm not kidding. I heard that on the news this morning.
That's $1 million that could be used towards, doing something in this country.
That's right.
Yeah, something.
There's got to be a better...
Keeping two freaking pandas in there. Unnatural environment.
There's got to be a better way to spend $1 million than paying China.
I don't know how many years they're going to be here, but I heard that on the news. They're paying them $1 million a year.
Excuse me, but isn't China the country that ran down its citizens in a tank?
Yes, in Tiananmen Square.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure I got my country straight.
China, bad, but I was right.
Pandas.
China apparently is, there's this big thing now about these inside documents coming out of China now, and China, supposedly, this is happening, it's a sign of weakness within the top levels of government, and perhaps that the reformers are going to be starting to take control. You never know with China, but...
they're still bad. I mean, I love their food.
Still very bad.
I want to say this. I love their food.
You always have loved their food.
They're beautiful. I love their food.
You've always been a Kung Pao chicken fan.
Yeah.
No, an orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
And General Chow. You like General Chow?
Yeah, but Mike's right. Orange chicken's my favorite.
Okay. I used to like chicken cashew. Now, we used to be, back in the days when we were both 1 million pounds.
Back in the day, Mike.
We used to have a wonderful ritual of at least once a week going across the street to the rat-infested Chinese restaurant and enjoying a lovely noon repast.
No, noon, please.
Don't you remember? It was more like 10:30.
We'd make
them open early.
We would make them open the restaurant early.
Yeah.
We did a morning show.
Right.
So by 10:30 in the morning...
We were hungry.
Starving.
And we would actually go over and make these nice Korean people open up their restaurant early for us.
You know, nothing really makes the rest of the day sing than at 10:30 in the morning having a heavy Chinese meal.
Yeah. You get yourself a nice big dose of MSG on top of doing a show that you've got up at 3:30 in the morning for. And the rest of the day just flies by.
Many, many trips home after that, I would have trouble staying awake at the wheel. You know, I'd just be sitting there, oh, my God.
And do you remember how many times we would go there and it would be the immediate, yes, that would be a double order, please.
Oh, man.
We weren't satisfied with just single orders.
Well, their lunch orders, in fairness, their lunch orders sucked.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, you'd get two pieces of chicken or something like that, and, you know, then we'd get it. We had everybody come over there once in a while.
You were on the sumo wrestler's diet. Sumo wrestlers eat nothing in the morning, then they eat a big, huge lunch, and then they take a nap.
That's one thing about this area, where we are out here in our new studios, there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's really nothing.
Just Trey Diarrhea, the Mexican restaurant that's constantly being closed down by the health board and opening under new management.
Or you could go to TGI McFuddruckigan's.
Yeah, there's a million of those places there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
How you feeling today?
Oh, great,
thanks. I read in USA Today that Nell Carter is going to be performing at the...
you're right.
But, of course, you know, I really wish was that.
That's when I forgot. Nell Carter. When you really want to put on a show for the new president.
Give me a break.
To hire Nell Carter.
Give me a break.
I really think I think they should have Marty Bass there, though.
Hello, this is Marty Bass, and I am so glad that there's a Republican back in office.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How come kamikaze pilots wore helmets?
Okay, well, what...
They didn't really wear helmets. They wore leather helmets.
Now, you know what?
It's protection, isn't it?
No, listen. This is like some bad... I've heard this joke from my kid because... Along with all of his Helen Keller jokes and all of his women jokes, Bart has also gone recently to some internet page that has like 1,000 jokes that sound like they were lifted out of Jerry Seinfeld's monologue. You know, because
Mike stole my thunder. He come up with the Arnold suggestion, so I had to come up with something else.
Because that's Jerry Seinfeld. So, you know, who are these people?
Right.
Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets? I mean, the other night, seriously, the night that we had the nice family dinner, the three of us, we had the fancy food.
Right.
Bart must have read us, and I'm as you not, 100 of those jokes.
Kind of like their logic jokes.
In a row.
Observational humor.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, right. Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, what about, I believe Robert Duvall is Republican and Bruce Willis.
I think Bruce Willis has something to do with the inaugural, I think.
Yeah. He'd be a good one to bring down.
Attention! Attention! News is dead. Here you go, Mr. President.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys have forgotten the most important one of all.
Who?
Shaft. Richard Roundtree is a Republican.
Is he really?
Yes, I ran into him at the convention a couple of different times.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You know, I got to tell you something that was funny. This might have been on the vacation. I don't know when it was. But, you know, my wife is 9 years younger than I am, right? So I'm listening to Love's Theme, the Love Unlimited Orchestra. It came on the radio.
Sure.
It's really one of my favorite songs. So I crank it up, and she starts laughing at me. And I said, why? She said, that is just so old. I said, well, yeah, it's an older song, but why are you laughing? She says, listen to that guitar. And
I love that guitar.
And I
it ruined the rest of the song for me because suddenly all I listened to in that song was but is that not the definitive sound of the 70s?
Yep.
That little
disco guitar.
And because she wasn't, you know, hip to that she was actually enjoying me because that sound, apparently that sound that you and I love, is somehow foreign to her. That and in Love Steam, it's like, you know, the whole thing, and he's really working it too. You know, they even had didn't they have a pedal that did that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby wah pedal.
You got it, Rob.
If you think about that sound, that's all you will hear in the song.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really going to date myself here, but do you remember when Andy Williams came out with a version of the song that had words to it?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, hold on.
That's the sound of the 70s.
That is the sound of the 70s. So.
That's my Batman music.
Hold on a second. I pressed the wrong button. Here we go.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Vin Scully looking over the Pebble Beach Golf Course.
This is Albania. And I want to say something to the brand new pandas we got down to the National Zoo today. That'd be Woody and Suni. I want to say you would make great coats for my wife. Good afternoon. And this is the type of a record a disc jockey loves because there's no vocal. Sounds very wide right now. The Lombo Limited Orchestra. Thursday, head into the weekend. Hope you got Monday off, everybody. MLK Day. A day richly deserved by a great man who spent so much in the country. Hey, it's warm out there today. How about 50? And then he thinks he's getting closer. Right now, 52 in the city here at the X. Don't forget your chance to win coming up. And we'll have traffic coming up with the big eye in the sky. Right here on your new favorite radio station. Say, did anybody catch that show Temptation Island last night? Wow, what a show. People in love, bikini-clad babes, hot, hard-bodied guys. What's your thought on this whole reality TV thing?
And then you realize that it's simply background music and you could talk through the entire thing.
And back when I played records, sometimes I would take it all the way up to... I would take it up to right here. I'd go like... Chicago temperature along the lakefront, 82 at WLS. No, I would take it further.
Right.
I would take it even further.
You take it further than this?
Yeah, I swear to God I would.
Perhaps you must have gotten hotline when you do that.
Okay, here it is, coming right up. On the all-new 96X, don't forget, if anybody ever calls and asks you the name of your favorite radio station, say WLS and win a Mustang every day in May.
And then you take the 30-second break till the end of the song. And there's those guitars.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's the sound I like.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Trying to cut a spot, Tony.
And I invite you to a lovely weekend.
Where's that tape from?
A lovely weekend.
God damn it, Tony, I've cut a spot.
And I invite you to a beautiful weekend. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over from the world of Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. For the first thing. The weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's like the worst copy. I will give him credit for that. It's a terrible copy.
Tony.
trying to cut an effing spot, Tony.
Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time.
One more time.
Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. as
Hi, this is perfect with the music in the background.
Oakland College Surgery invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third round of tennis tournament. The first, second, and third round of Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time.
One more time.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities to reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday. This ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need, right? Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday,
poor guy,
the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday. And a championship final. Man, I'm gonna lay cut this shit off.
You know, it is the horrible. It's horrible copy.
Take it up to,
you gotta put the first, second, third round of the tournament.
Stop that. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White, and Carlson College in Port Surgery. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, and just like this. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College.
Lord Jesus.
That's where the tape finally runs.
Oh,
I love that, man.
Lord Jesus.
I forget, you know, that might be a record for the number of takes that we... I mean, he just does like 20 takes during that.
That poor guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know when you do your DJ imitation?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's funny. But then you remind me of that guy you're imitating every time you say, hey, there's a toe tapping touchstone dial tones or whatever you say.
Of course. That's because at heart I am a top 40 disc jockey and I use a lot of elements. Hey, don't laugh at me, douchebag. I'm telling you the truth.
I'm not busting your balls. Don't bust mine.
No. You called to bust my balls and I'm telling you the truth. I use a lot of elements of top 40 radio in the presentation of our show.
Got a lot of DJing, both of us, and we're proud of it. It's a great heritage.
But there's no reason we can't goof on it.
No, not at all. I'm just pointing it out. It's as Buzz says, it's observational humor.
Observational. Yeah, I got your observational humor right here. It's in my pants.
Thank you.
You know what's bad about you? Yeah, I could even tolerate you, but it's that weaselly laugh that you have, that little falling, that fadeaway laugh that so many callers like you have. It's always with a...
Yeah, we make, you know, for the record, we make fun of radio, but, you know, have you noticed we also play jingles on this show?
Jingles? No.
No, you hadn't noticed that,
really?
Don.
Really? You hadn't noticed that.
Doesn't get any more top 40 than that, sir.
Right.
Doesn't get any more 70s than that.
70s and top 40, we're proud of it.
Yeah, right.
No problem.
No problem. I guess you don't like that? What's your point? What's your point, bud?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm going to switch back to Howard.
Wait, that'd be well, very good, difficult at this time of day.
I know.
Yeah, you know? Oh, you know that.
Yeah? Yeah. You want to continue this fight?
We got a real rocket science major on the line.
We sure do.
Oh, yeah. You're just angry man. You're an angry man, and there's frustration.
We're waiting for whatever's next.
Come on now. Get it all out of your system.
Wait, I'm angry, but Don, what was it you were just saying, Don? You were just busting my chops about you hate guys like me because of my...
No, that was me, sir. That was me that was busting your chops on that. And yes, I do hate guys like you. But I am not in the least angry. As a matter of fact, I'm rather amused.
Chubby.
What's
Are you
that?
Chubby?
You sound chubby. Both of you sound slightly.
You know, here's the other thing that guys like to...
Can I take this one? Because I've waited a long time for this. I sound chubby? I guess that must be my 30-pound weight loss that I've just had.
Okay.
You know, this is an interesting tack that people take with us. That you call and you try to get in the arena with the gladiators, and you fail. And then you have to bring up another disc jockey's name, and then when that fails, it comes down to our physical appearance. Mm-hmm. Even if, you know, we may weigh 10 times more than you do, we're way more successful than you are. Way more successful.
So what do you have to say to that?
So big deal.
Friend.
And if in fact... You're such a fan of Howard Stern that you have to mention his name. And if, in fact, we're so fat, why are you listening to this show and why are you calling this show?
Every time I'm in my car in the afternoon, I listen to you guys. It's really funny. It is.
All right.
I like your show.
Thank you.
All right. And then the need to call in and give us a hard time comes from where?
But that one irked me, the fact that you guys are... But you just explained it to me. You're top 40. You used to be top 40, and that's why you do it. So you're kind of busting on yourself when you do that.
No, I'm not busting on myself. I'm being honest. But there are a lot of elements to top 40 radio that are used on this show every day.
When you were doing top 40, and I will tell you, when I listened to you doing top 40 radio, you didn't do it like the guys that you imitate.
No,
I did it in a different way. It was actually, there's good top 40 radio also, and there's bad top 40 radio. There were some guys that were just fantastic to listen to. I put George Michael in that category. Guys that were lots of fun, and then there were guys that were just totally jive.
Guys who sucked.
The guys that are jive, still, you can still find them. You know, around the country.
And I've even played tapes of myself, and we make fun of those tapes from when I was a top 40 disc jockey.
All right, well, I'd like to end this call on a high note, but I know it's impossible.
Yeah, it might be impossible
like
for
you guys.
You.
And if I meant to bust your balls out, I didn't really mean it like that, like the way you took it. I was just calling to ask you that, that's all.
All right, well, then I think we answered the question.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything you don't care to, like, apologize to us and our listening audience?
I'm very, very sorry.
From the bottom of your heart?
Yes, from
Thank
the bottom
you.
Of my gonads.
Very
Thank
good.
You. We appreciate that. We do not accept it, however.
I know you don't, and I know I'm going to get it after you, and I know you're going to, whatever. But
no, yeah. See, because you know it all.
You know it all, don't you, sir?
I listen to you guys enough to know that you're rarely nice to callers.
Well, you also...
No, hold on.
We are nice to callers who are not shumdits.
Or what?
Shumdits.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Okay, you take the first letter of the word and you replace it with the first letter of the second word because it's a word I can't say on the radio.
And we are also highly unpredictable. You know, you seem to say that you'll know everything we're going to do. I disagree. You never know what we're going to do. That's why we've been successful for this many years.
And we're not mean to everybody who calls the show. We're mean to stupid guys. You know, because frankly, I'm guessing in your everyday life that not too many people bother to stop and tell you what a shumdit you are.
Right.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah. And then maybe there's also the chance that he's one of these callers that calls to get this from us. That
maybe, but he's not getting it full blast today.
No, he's not.
He's getting the very mellow treatment.
But there are those callers that, it's much like a person that goes to an S&M bar. You know, they want us to tie them up and beat them with the leather cat o' nine tails.
No, he's getting the therapy today. So just listen, for the record, you're a big fan of this show.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, why can't you be assertive? You either are or you aren't.
I'm a big fan of the show because I have it set on the radio whenever I'm in the car. I listen to it.
So you're a big fan and the show's funny. Great.
All right. Well, you just think about this one thought, okay? You just think about leaving us alone. All right? You enjoy the show every day when you're in your car, but you don't call again. That would be a very bad thing.
Very bad thing.
Yes, because you're not we don't enjoy talking to you.
We enjoy doing a show for you to listen to.
I mean, although I am laughing right now and I'm having kind of fun with this right now, this is a one-shot deal. You know, we're enjoying this now, but I'd say if it was on a regular basis, we wouldn't enjoy
it. Get ugly. No way.
So you understand that, I hope.
Yeah, but you're not going to take it home. You're not going to, like, talk about it over dinner, are you? It doesn't bother you that much.
Oh, boy. You know, I'll give you credit. You do have an elevated opinion of yourself.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go home tonight and beat my head against the wall and say, God, what went wrong with the phone call at 3:40 today?
Honey, the chicken is fine. It's just that caller in the 3 o'clock hour.
God. I meant in general, Mike. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about if callers get on your nerves that much.
No, that's one thing we don't do.
Again, that's another thing you don't get. I mean, you didn't get the fact that the show has a lot of top 40 elements, and it's a tribute to our acting ability that you actually think that when we go home at night that, like, we'll be stewing
and we take home. But I will tell you, the whole time we were doing the show, very, very rarely do the callers, you know, get to us to that extent. But, man, there are a million other things.
Yeah, right.
There are a million other things we take home.
One of them sitting upstairs right now, pulling on his skin tags. You're the least of my problems. Some dumb call.
And to be honest with you, I mean, not with you. Yeah, this is not directed at you, but for most of the callers, quite often the callers can take us out of the funk we're in and, you know, put us in a good mood.
And we're still in a fine mood, even though we're talking to you.
That could change. That could change at a moment's notice.
Like I said, I called for one reason, to ask you that question. You answered it for me.
I just think you're wonderful.
I told you I enjoyed the show. I like listening to it, so...
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you know, based on this whole conversation...
What else can I do to end it on a high note? You guys keep dragging it back into the mud.
I'll tell you what. The problem is, I just... You know, I mean, the more you talk, the more you're just one big pain in the ass.
Right.
Yeah, you are. You know, and it's just... That'll never change. Well, we could talk to a bull in the face, and you'd still be a pain in the ass. It's a big jerk-off. And what Don said about people that just don't share that with you, you know? They don't share that with you at work. They don't share that with you in your personal life. It's got to be tough. I feel for those people. I wish they'd... Somebody bite the bullet.
I wish they had the courage to tell you what we have the courage to tell you.
That you're a loser. You're a dope.
Okay.
Now, see, I think we've taken the high ground here.
You're a jack-off.
We've kept it on that high road, don't you think?
I think so.
All right, thanks. And then I'm glad we can part as friends.
I think so, too.
Okay, great. So you love the show. You're a big fan. Mike thinks you're a pain in the ass, and I think you're a jack-off. And we can all part as friends.
Terrific.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
I'm glad we could help you understand not only a little more about the show, but a little more about yourself.
Very good. We've done some good here, Don.
Yeah, we have.
We really have. You might want to hang.
I got to go shoot myself now.
I pray you do.
That's the funniest thing he said there. That's the funniest thing he said during the whole call.
If you do, though, just make me a promise. Don't make it a headshot. Make it like a shot to the arm, and then... Write in blood with your finger on the wall, Don and Mike. So at least we get some credit for it.
Don and Mike with the, you know, at the end of my E, it's just trailing off into the end there as he slides down the wall.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we got him at the end.
That was fun.
We made him laugh at the end.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. At the very end, we did.
Very, very.
So we got a break.
More difficult than others.
We got a break. We've not even talked about Temptation Island, of which I'm afraid I'm going to have to eat the S sandwich on that because I was poo-pooing it and I watched it last night.
Did you have satellite trouble with your Temptation Island?
Yeah.
I did, which is why I went back to the old antenna.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I was there for Temptation Island, and I am afraid I might be hooked on it.
Really? Yeah, it's pretty good, but I thought it was, it strikes me as fixed.
But first, listen, before we discuss any of that, let's try to give away $500 with a secret sound, number 3, phone number 877, secret song, excuse me.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
George Michael. I told you that would happen Saturday night, didn't I? Trust me. Ah, yes. I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter, the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry I was late for that live commercial.
No problem.
I was just listening to one of the funniest complaint calls we've ever received that Charlie Broyhill just got in his voicemail.
Really?
Yeah, and we'll share it with you in just a second.
Good.
And there are people here to start the contest, too.
Fantastic.
The What Would You Drink contest. Let's start with a call 100 right now, though. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Keith.
Keith?
Yes.
Is that Keith or Keith?
K-E-I-T-H, Keith.
Keith. Keith, where are you calling from?
Greenwood, South Carolina.
Call 100, my friend, and you want a VHS copy of The Beach.
Ooh.
Along with the CD soundtrack of the movie The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's fantastic. He's popular in the South.
Now available to own on DVD and VHS. Are you ready to go for $500?
Sure.
Okay, all we ask is that you have a guess ready, even if it is just that, a guess. We need title and artist, please, of this song, which was a top 10 hit. We'll play you a brief snippet of the song. We've digitally altered it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
any country artist.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Now this, I know not this any country singer you speak of. Would this be perhaps anyone who could be playing at one of the inaugural balls or parties?
Oh,
okay. Well, invite me.
And they are starting your favor.
Yes!
Yeah!
Thank you.
Yes!
Yes! $500, what's that song?
What's that song? That's
good.
That's a good question.
Remember what I said. Even if you don't know, a guess would be appreciated.
Oh, I'm going to guess something. It's, Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Hey Jude.
No. Of course, were you from South Carolina?
Yeah.
You know, the official version of that is Hey Jew.
Okay. Well, that could be that, too.
Right. Thank you. Hold on, please.
All right.
Hey Jew.
That's the South Carolina version of it?
Get out of town. I'm the sheriff. And I'm a bigot. Thank you. Hold on, please. Look right into my mirrored sunglasses. Get your ass back in your vehicle, 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 vehicle. Hey, Jew.
Come on now.
Don't be afraid. No, I changed that.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid. Welcome to South Carolina.
I'm your bigoted son of the sheriff right here.
Hey, Charlie, come here. Hold on. I got to play you this. He was just playing it for me on his voicemail back in the office. That, you know, people, for whatever reason, rather than call us or call the business line, a lot of times they'll just call Charlie on his voicemail. And this guy, well-meaning, I think, called in with a complaint, and the more I heard the complaint, I didn't laugh out loud, but I just smiled because it was, the concept is so ridiculous.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
And the guy is threatening never to listen to the show again, says he's listened to us for 15 years.
All right.
And that all of his friends who listen, he's going to urge them not to listen anymore either.
Okay.
So this is the type of complaint we should take seriously.
Interesting.
You got it?
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah, I wanted to make a complaint about what I was just hearing on Don and Mike's show today, Thursday, the 11th of January. I have been a long-time listener, a loyal listener to Don and Mike since their WAVA days, and I just wanted to let them know that I will not be listening anymore to their show as of what I heard today, and that was the segment where they were talking about people coming in to drink various and sundry different kinds of things for a contest of some sort. And one of the things that people were going to come in and drink were goldfish and earthworms and crickets, and I know that the Don and Mike are doing it themselves, but they are endorsing people to do it by allowing them to come on the show to do it, and that's just flagrant, violation of animal rights, and that's just not. Even though there's simple things like earthworms and crickets and little things that may not mean a lot to you and your guys that work there, still it's cruel and unusual entertainment, and it's just for entertainment's sake that you all are subjecting
that's right
these things to this kind of treatment, and it's just wrong. And I won't listen to the show anymore, and I'm going to make sure that any friends that I have out there listening to the show turn your station off as well. Right. Okay? Thank you.
Thanks. We'll pack our bags.
All right.
Might as well.
We'll pack our bags, and we'll consider our careers over now.
Animal rights activists, you know, it doesn't matter how small the animal is, they feel strongly about that.
I guess so.
I mean, just in the context of this show.
Right. There's a lot you can complain about.
With all the things that go on this show, that's what this guy wants to make a fist about?
That's his issue. You see, he accepts all the other stuff. That's his hot button. Don, that's where he draws the line.
Yeah.
That's it.
Should be less concerned with the crickets and more concerned with the cow we're going to go home and eat tonight.
Yes, absolutely. He probably is a vegetarian. He's probably a
probably.
Vegan.
A vegan?
A vegan.
A vegan.
A vegan.
A vegan.
I'm a vegetarian myself.
I'm a vegan. I only eat vegetables and drink lots of gin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got some Republican celebrities for you.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You got the Drew Carey?
Oh, Drew Carey's a Republican, okay.
Yeah.
He sure looks like a Republican.
Win Ben Stein's money, Ben Stein is a Republican.
Sure.
Hi, this is Ben Stein. I'm appearing on stage at the inaugural for George W. Bush. And I'm really excited to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Ricky Martin.
Of course, you got the Crystal Gayle and Loretta Lynn combo.
Ugh, don't need them.
Senior Bob Hope.
Well, listen, you better get a shovel if you want Bob Hope to perform here.
Hey, just a second. I'm a friend to all presidents.
Oh, damn, wild.
Oh, yeah. Look at Ricky Martin. He's wild. He's really telling me a big fact.
You
right?
Think Ricky Martin would be a Democrat with all of that swiveling?
Yeah, I tell you right now. Lawrence, I want Billy Graham to be at my funeral.
Why can't they get Republicans at these functions? Are they
wild? I want that little Britney Spears at my funeral.
There you go. Isn't she marvelous? I want them all.
Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson. Bring them all here. That's
wild.
And Mandy Moore, she's wild.
Wild.
Is this the Cher lady? I can tell by the way you're trying to interrupt.
Yeah, it's me.
I'm just dying for any airtime.
I don't ever call anymore because
Honey, listen. You're always welcome on the show, but you're only welcome on the show as the Cher lady.
But I gave you some Republican celebrities.
But you gave yourself away by your insistence on jamming yourself between our sentences.
I'm sorry.
Come on, give me some of that Cher.
Oh well, Cher's not a Republican.
I don't care.
Okay, hold on.
Sounds like she's in a bad mood today.
Yeah.
I'm on my period.
Can you imagine that?
Call me Kreskin.
Hey, why did I say that?
Give me a computer, Ameritrade. I want to invest in. What kind of tampons do you use?
Because
whatever kind of tampons you use, I want to buy the stock today.
Food Lion.
Food Lion.
Generic brand. Do you use generic tampons?
Why not? They're very good. Women out there, don't go brand MO.
Honey, listen, you're going to use a generic Food Lion tampons. Why not just use a sock?
Bleached.
Why not just use a tube sock? You know, just go to Kmart and buy yourself a six-pack of those white cotton tube socks.
Well, that's actually what the tampons are at Food Lion. They're tube socks.
Don't pay for names, Don. That's a waste of time.
How much do you pay for tampons?
$2.99 a box.
And what's the difference between a Food Lion tampon price-wise and your name brand tampon?
$1.69.
Wow.
Really, I know you guys are rich, but I can't afford it.
Now, are you saying that's the difference, or that's the price of the...
That's the price.
Really?
So you pay how much?
$2.99 a box.
And the other ones are...
Whatever $1.69 is.
Really close to $5 a box.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
She meant total.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So she pays roughly $3, and the name brand tampons are maybe anywhere from $1.50 to $2 more.
Okay.
All right, very good.
The Food Lion doesn't advertise their tampons.
And rightly so, after what they did to their meat.
Well, at least they're not using that owner or the chairman of that company with a bad toupee.
Our stores are clean.
Yeah, you better hope they don't put any bleach in that tampon.
At Food Lion, you're going to enjoy the prices of our tampon.
They work fine. Now, after I go, please don't make fun of me because, believe it or not, I am human being. If you want to make fun of my period, that's okay. But don't go for the physical appearance. We're all in the same game together.
Do you buy your hot dogs at Food Lion too?
Don't eat hot dogs. I don't know what's in them.
Really?
Honey, listen, I want to tell you something. You do get under Mike's nerves a little bit.
He loves me.
But I'm generally a fan of your calls, except I just want you to just be Cher when you call.
Well, the thing is, I don't know. Cher, there's like three songs I know of hers. And the rest, I mean, I got to get a greatest hits CD. Does Rob have one in the back? I mean...
Just go down to Tower and buy one.
So I should prepare for my calls like Letterman does when Johnny.
If you enjoy your visits, perhaps that would be a good idea.
You know, take some of the money you're saving on tampons and put it towards a Cher CD.
Okay, I'll come prepared next time. I'm going to have to back off this time. I've got nothing prepared. Not at all.
How many do you have to use at a time?
You made it laugh again.
See, the answer's more than one, right?
A fist
just
full of
one. I am not that. I don't know what that implies exactly.
Hey, it might imply that you're a woman of larger carriage.
Oh, good Lord. No, I'm not.
No. It might have nothing to do with your overall physical appearance, simply what you've
I'm
got.
I'm as fat as you are, Mike. Put it that
what
way.
You've
put,
got,
put a woman's face in the mirror and you got me.
What you've got down there.
That's lovely.
And incidentally, that's my dream girl. If anybody out there is Mike O'Mara with
big bells,
breasts and a vagina. And yeah, and the outfit like the Wendy's girl.
Yes, exactly.
No, you don't know anything about me except the fact that I love this show. I'm a total fan.
We appreciate that.
You're insane and wonderful.
You sound like you're having a bad day, and I'm sorry if I've upset you.
No, I love
you. It. Listen, take a cue from the Bellamy brothers. Let your love flow.
I don't want to talk about my vagina anymore today.
Let your love flow into your Food Lion tampons.
Oh, God. You.
All right. Getting into a weird area.
Yeah, well, listen, see, this is a good area.
I think we were getting into a weird area as soon as we picked up this phone line.
All right, honey, so you're not going to sing?
Uh-huh.
You're not going to sing? It's because you're having
your
period?
I'm prepared. I'll be great.
A very weird, unkempt area.
Hey, listen, you don't know from that. And whatever
God bless
I got,
you,
John.
I'm just kidding.
That's Rob that said that, man.
Hey, Rob is who Rob is.
What's that?
Exactly. Father of the year.
Father of the year.
Yes, I'm sure he'll be a wonderful father, a role model.
Listen, specifically, would you say your vagina is pretty, average, or ugly?
I would say all vaginas are by and large ugly. So I would say it's average.
By and
not
large.
Not Catherine Zeta-Jones. It's not Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
No, honey.
Somewhere there you got it.
Honey, you keep wanting to take this to like the rest of your body.
Yeah.
You can look at a woman's vagina without looking at the rest of the woman.
Look at my vagina.
That's a problem.
Sure. Right? You got to get yourself a nice hand mirror.
At the end of a stick.
I'm Catholic. I don't think so.
Do you trim? Do you wax?
My family might be listening to this.
Please don't tell me that you don't believe in that.
In what? No, I'm very clean.
Groom?
No matter what I say, it's fodder for your radio show.
Do you maintain your grounds?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, listen, seriously. Tonight, squat over a mirror and let me know what you see.
Okay, if you promise you'll never ask about this again. I know I brought it up, so my bad.
You brought it up with your Food Lion tampons.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, if it looks like one of those ice cream choco tacos. You know, really, you get some medical attention.
Oh, can I ask you a question about Patricia Heaton? I want to tell you why she was mad at you. She's a born-again Christian.
Yeah, we knew that.
Listen, hold on. With a mouth like that, she's not born-again anything.
Well, I know, but she's got a family, so, you know.
Yeah, but she's in a business where she knew what this show was about. Her publicist knew exactly what we do on this show, and we warned her before we gave her the sex quiz, and we didn't need to be lectured by her.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with anybody's morality. Just don't foist it upon us.
Let me just ask you another question about your vagina, though.
Okay,
very good.
When you look down there, if you were to play word association, would you look and would the first word that comes to mind be Brillo? Oh.
I don't give it as much thought as you do.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I am thinking about your vagina nonstop right now.
Very good.
I can't get it out of my mind.
I got three words for you, Don.
Yes.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
And you know, Cher's vagina, I'm sure, is very, you know, much nicer than mine.
Whose?
Cher. I'm
Cher's
sure she's had it worked on.
No, you know what? I tell you something. I wouldn't doubt that Cher has an ugly vagina.
Oh. But aren't they all ugly?
If you were to take that look with the mirror, would it look like a used piece of bubble gum in a shag carpet?
Don't know. I don't get the mirror out. I don't know if you measure your penises all the time.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
What do they look like?
Before the show. Yeah, up in the office. We all do.
Which one of you has the best penis?
I don't think we've seen each other's penises. I've never seen Don's penis, and I don't believe Don has ever seen my penis.
Not to your knowledge.
You groom your penises?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What do you use, tweezers?
A variety. A variety. Mainly, I got a little pair of scissors that I use to trim my beard.
Uh-huh.
And what I'll do is then I will trim my pubic hair.
What is the thing you use to bump out, like, your feet? They use it in pedicures.
A pumice stone.
Yeah. I use that on the end of my penis.
I believe you do, Mike.
Yes, I do, to toughen it up.
Yeah. You take the Viagra?
And my bywords are constant buffing.
Constant buffing?
Constant buffing.
And you like to play with yourself in the morning, right?
All the time. I'm ready to play with myself right now. based on this conversation. I mean, now, you know, it started all about you and your Food Lion tampons, but now you're, you know, now you've gotten it out of me that I use.
Because I see me all the time. I want to know what you look like.
The very same scissors that I use to trim my beard, I trim my pubic hair with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does your vagina look like a little baby kangaroo that I saw on the Discovery Channel the other night?
How big is your penis?
I asked you a question.
I'm more.
You can't ask me a question after I ask you a question.
Well,
we're trying to get to the bottom of your vagina.
As a fellow fat person, it's kind of hard to find all the time. You know what I'm saying?
You're a fat person?
Well, aren't you?
No, not really.
Okay, I know you lost 30 pounds.
I'd say husky would be the word to describe.
Yeah, well, me too. You know, we're all in the same fight together.
No.
I don't know about you, but
see, husky for a guy is a fine descriptive term, but
and
husky, listen, for a woman.
We've never. You keep bringing up the fat thing.
Yeah.
We've never brought up the fat thing.
Oh, that is so not true. Every time I call, I wonder how fat she is. Oh my God, she must be a pig.
Oh, that's Mike, I guess.
You do it too.
Oh, have I really?
Yeah. I know you do it to all women, so I don't take it too personally.
Well,
but I am struggling like all
well,
of
no, hold on,
especially
but,
Rob.
You know why? Because you are really the enigma. Haven't we asked you repeatedly to send us a photograph of you so we can see what you look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And believe me, nobody understands the battle of the bulge more than we do.
Yeah.
We do it all in fun. We poke fun at ourselves as well.
Did I know you do.
Especially Rob?
What's that?
No.
I just heard you were the fattest one. I read somewhere
you
looked like
non-candy. I
want to
hit my target weight, if that's what you meant.
Rob lost 67 pounds. Don lost 70 pounds. I lost 30 pounds.
So now you're down to 300.
Honey, all right, you want to talk real weight?
No.
I mean, listen, if you really want to get there, I weigh myself today, 224.
No, I saw you on the King of Queens. You look good, honey.
Thank you. My penis is beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful and shiny.
I can tell Frida sounds like a happy woman.
She's very happy.
Yeah.
We're all losing weight. We really are. We're all on
kind
of a health
kick. I am too. I'm on that damn treadmill. I eat low fat.
How much weight have you lost?
Well, over the holidays, I've
put on 10,
but...
How much do you weigh?
I will never give that information out.
Well, I mean, I weigh 245 now, and I weigh 274.
Well, I weigh much less than that.
I weigh 228, ma'am.
Okay. I may as well fess up.
How much?
193.
How much?
193.
And how tall are you?
5'6" and a half.
Okay, well, okay, there you go.
Hey, hey. What I get for honesty?
Okay, no, you
can we don't mind you being honest.
Not at all.
I think I saw you at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You get points for honesty. And of the 193,
yeah.
Your vagina, what, 30 pounds maybe?
I don't know. Don't weigh it.
Wow, if you ever wear a red dress, does a fireman ever try to hook a hose up to you?
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Well, listen, everybody's being very hard on the Cher lady today.
Well, you know, she's only picking on me the most. She's picking on me a little more than anybody else here. So,
no, she's swinging at me, too.
Yeah, she's swinging at Rob. So she's not taking any shots at you, you see. She's taking shots at Rob and me.
I'm a fan of the Cher lady.
I know.
Even though I support me.
Well, honey, no, Mike.
I don't support you, you cow.
Mike's right. I have called you a pig before, I guess.
Okay, now the pendulum is turned. You don't support me.
No, he's very, honey. I do support you. I enjoy your phone calls to the show. I really do.
Oh, thank you.
However, I found that I enjoy discussing your vagina much more than your impression of Cher.
That's right.
Okay, well, we'll do the vagina monologues. Get me that Wendy Wasserstein over here.
When I take a bath, there's never any water left in the tub.
Is that her vagina?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Cher Lady's vagina. Time to take a bath. Oh, all the water's gone.
May I call you your nickname?
What's that?
Thirsty.
Hey. Let's talk about your penis again. Okay, Rob, 2 inches? What?
What? It's quite adequate, ma'am.
Well, it did father a child.
That's
there's
right.
Got to be something in that penis.
You cow.
Oh,
insubordinate cow.
Oh, God. Hey, I wouldn't talk. I've seen your picture, Mike.
Yeah,
and
you would talk.
No,
you often
for...
talk and talk and talk and talk.
Oh, you honey. Do. You do have the gift of gab. That mouth's good for two things, talking and eating.
Oh, God.
I can't deny that charge.
That's right. Don't do that. See, at least fight back. Then I feel bad.
Well, I can't fight back against things that are true.
No, but I like it when you say things. I've seen pictures of you.
I've seen pictures of you, Mike.
Then it's fun. But when you say, that's probably true, then I feel bad. I don't want to feel bad. I want to feel good.
Listen, I just mean that if I'm fat, you don't get to be thin. You know, over the radio, we're all the same size, okay?
Honey, listen, how many days does this flow last? Because we've never had a session with you like this.
True.
I mean, the calls are always, sometimes they're intense. They're never like this.
Right.
How many days, are you in the day of your heaviest flow?
Yeah.
Does it look like a Hawaiian volcano?
No, it's never that heavy.
Shooting out Cheetos. Crunchy Cheeto.
Oh, my.
Crispy.
I brought this on myself. I've got no one to blame but me. Yeah.
Have you ever had to throw a pair of underpants away?
Oh, come on. That goes without saying.
I resent this. I resent this.
I meant from the period.
Oh, it doesn't have to be period.
Uh-oh.
It can be summer.
Okay.
Summertime and the panties are dirty.
I think I might be dreaming this conversation.
Do you wear panties or boxers?
Panties.
Panties.
Yeah.
Are they panties or are they panties?
They're wonderful. Let's go back to your penises. Okay. See, I'm really curious about these things. When you urinate.
Yes.
Now, that's an interesting question.
That would be impossible.
That's a frightening question.
Yeah, if that was the case, the toilet would be mounted, the urinal would be mounted halfway up the wall.
Now, wait a minute. I have to ask a very... That leads me to a legitimate question. Mm-hmm. You're not a virgin, are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is a very... Yeah. Now I'm going to back off 1,000%.
Yeah.
You don't know these things, do you?
Total virgin.
Wow. Have you ever seen a real penis?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in person, though?
One time I went to the Hangar Club with a bunch of girls, uh-huh. and I got a look at what it could be like.
So you haven't had sex with a man?
That's right.
Huh. Oh, and so that's why you would ask that question.
That is why I'm extremely curious. And you're
I'm not going to pick on you anymore.
Listen, now this is turned around.
I apologize for everything I said. That was cruel.
Now listen,
thank you.
As soon as
you know that was your breaking point here.
As soon as you get done with the red season, you've got to let us try to find you a guy, the same way we've done for many guys on this show who have been in need of their first time.
I don't want to give it up until I got a ring on my finger. It's religious.
Okay, it's a religious thing. Well. Yeah. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
In my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're in your 20s, okay.
Do you at least diddle yourself?
Not as a rule. I don't find that very interesting. Also, I'm Catholic, and there are rules, you know.
No. There's no Catholic rule against diddling. Oh,
Catholics can find guilt about everything.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Honey. I don't think for women, though, it's not that bad. I mean, that's only for guys.
I think guys are into masturbation.
Yeah, but it's all about the seed with Catholics. It's all about you don't spill your seed unnecessarily. But, I mean, women, you could diddle, you could probably diddle, like, right in the church.
Have you ever diddled?
I am not going to talk about diddling myself.
Sorry, then you have.
I am not
diddling now.
If she is, I hope she's wearing rubber gloves.
I'm looking at the crucifix on the wall now and praying for all of us.
So that's I guess, I mean, if it's your religious convictions, then are you dating anybody?
Well, there is this one man at work. If he's listening,
oh dear,
I am interested.
No. That's a
no. That's some guy who doesn't know.
I'm so sorry we picked on you.
Yeah. No, listen.
I'm rooting for you now.
I know you are.
I am. I really am. I don't dislike you anymore.
You really need You need the high hard one.
I think I would like it very much under a married townhouse kind of circumstance.
Mm. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Keep loving that fairy tale.
Yeah.
You think there's a chance of that happening though?
Absolutely.
Keep living that fairy tale. You might as well just go right now and have your vagina sewn shut.
It really doesn't matter. I don't really care either.
Don is starting to turn on you now. He is starting to turn on you ever since you've gone down the Catholic highway.
Sorry.
Honey, listen. I want to tell you something. The Catholic religion is full of bunk. It's voodoo. You should do whatever makes you happy. And Jesus Christ, no wonder you're so uptight all the time.
I'm not uptight.
All that sexual energy.
I just got my period with you.
No, you know what? I'm going to have to buy you. Would you allow me to buy you a vibrator?
No.
Why?
Because that doesn't interest me.
But I don't think a vibrator is necessarily a sin.
I don't I don't want one.
I was raised in a pretty devout Catholic household, and I don't think a vibrator is a sin.
What if the batteries explode?
What about a banana?
What about no?
A cuke?
Oh, what about back to your penises?
Our penises are fine. Well, it's no wonder you're fascinated with that subject because you've got all this pent-up sexual frustration.
All right, hold on. I'm just curious.
I got a guy on the phone who's willing to show you his penis.
It better not be Dennis Murphy.
Hello?
Tom Gavin, no.
Hello?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, why don't you call with me?
I thought you had an old lady somewhere.
Oh, no. No relationship.
They share a common faith. They could have a church wedding.
That's right, Dennis.
No offense, but you're more experienced and worldly. I could never keep up with you.
Oh, can you imagine that? How pathetic that is that she considers Dennis to be more worldly than she is.
Would you go out on a date with Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis, are you a virgin?
He's almost as good as a virgin.
Yeah. Well, I only have a short time.
Well, no, I have to be with someone who's never shared that experience.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, like I say, you might as well just get yourself a needle and thread.
Yeah, please.
Just close
you up to dinner.
Close that orifice up.
You can have the vibrator they wanted to give me.
Hey, but what's wrong with just a date with Dennis? I mean, it doesn't have to be anything sexual. You just go out on a date with Dennis. I mean, you might have a good time. Dennis is a great conversationalist.
At the very least, maybe he would show you his penis.
No, I won't do that. I don't want to let you fall.
See, he's not even going to show you his penis. He just wants to go out and have a date with you.
I'm really interested in you, sir, and I can have a good time.
Hey, come on, why not?
Why not?
And go out with him. I'll buy you a little sign. You can put it down on your vagina that says, closed for business.
My mama was the head of a traveling show. To spend the money on the people she know. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
That's
we hear
girl.
Them in the people in the land we call them.
That's my
gypsies,
girl. The defense mechanism.
Tramps, and thieves. Oh.
Listen, I've always liked you, but imagine how much looser you'd be if you knew what it was like to ride the baloney pony.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And would you go out with Dennis? Just for a social evening? Not necessarily anything serious?
Hey, shit.
Hey, Dennis?
Dennis, shut up.
Okay. Dennis, shut up a second. I'm trying to get you a date here.
Do you have anybody, you know, else? You know, nothing against you, Dennis, but way too much experience for me. I don't think it would work. You'd expect too much of
me. She can't get by the fact that this would just be a social evening.
It's a social evening. I don't want nothing more.
Could she date John Kim?
Oh, God.
Hey, John Kim is into fat chicks.
Don't you have anybody, you know, who's like
nice,
virginal?
All right, listen. Share lady.
Yeah, come on.
Share, all right, Dennis, I'm putting you back at home. Share lady.
Yeah.
If you leave your information with Charlie.
No, wait.
She likes the anonymity.
I like the mystery, and I'll tell you, I would just prefer, you know, just to go back in my shell and never bother you again.
Well, listen, you know, you're not a bother, but I just want to tell you, you don't know what you're missing out on. I think if you got to know the penis, you would love the penis. You'd be a big penis fan. You could not get enough penis.
Can you get me Dennis Quaid? I hear he's available.
Or you might discover you don't even like the penis. That's always a possibility. If you haven't explored,
you could be a carpet muncher.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I don't think so.
Hey, and speaking of Dennis Quaid,
you were right. You called it.
Russell Crowe dumped Meg Ryan's ass.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. He used her like a toilet. And then he dumped her ass.
Is he going to take her back, do you think, Dennis?
No.
He's
moved on. He's got himself some new poontang now.
Sure.
Told you that wouldn't work.
You were right.
Shame on you, Meg Ryan. Shame on you. All he did was stand by you. You bitch. But no, I got to be with the gladiator. The gladiator loves me.
Didn't their movie tank?
Yeah, it did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, as soon as the movie tanked, he dumped her.
Right. He just told a reporter, I'm still looking for the right woman. And then he told her.
Ah. So he told her after the reporter.
Yes, he did. She left the hotel sobbing, according to the Inquirer.
Fantastic. Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you it wouldn't last.
You were right.
You know what you were, Meg? Just another notch on his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what, sure, lady? I bet you got to see his penis.
Sure.
I bet
Russell Crowe has
just a gladiator penis.
Oh, my
she won't,
God.
She won't spend the rest of her life with him. She won't grow up to be an old crow. Thank you.
I think if I had a choice between Dennis Quaid and Russell Crowe, I'd go for Dennis Quaid.
I tell you, you know, they could have stayed together and had lots of children. They could have counted the crows. They could have been counting crows.
Now she's eating crow.
Oh, God. No, she was eating crow before.
Yeah, but no, if you ever decided to be a lesbian, you could be a lesbian with Cheryl Crow. Then you'd be eating crow.
If Cheryl Crow married Russell Crowe, she'd be Cheryl Crow Crow. Sorry.
All right, listen, goodbye, Cher Lady.
Goodbye, Don.
Good luck with your period.
Thank you. Now that every time I have it, I'll think of you.
Goodbye, Cher Lady.
Goodbye, everybody. Have
Goodbye.
A good time.
See, Bye. She won't say it to me.
Enjoy
specifically.
Enjoy your food lion tampons.
I love you. I was obsessed with you. You told me not to be that way, so I had to switch my allegiances to a neutral faction.
When were you obsessed with me?
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
I found you really attractive. But
thank
you said, you're scaring me, so I backed off.
Oh, okay, yeah, well.
I'm not Glenn Close here.
Okay. All right, I'll shut up now.
All right, see you later.
All right.
Bye, Cher Lady.
Bye-bye.
All good, I love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, come on. Make the penis your friend.
When I get a nice proposal from...
Shake hands with the penis.
...young Catholic, Irish Catholic or whatever, French, Jewish, right. Whatever.
Good luck.
Yeah. Huh?
Just go get yourself a staple gun, honey. Just staple between your legs, because that's never going to be used.
You know, sex isn't the only thing, Don.
Oh, pretty damn close.
Tell that to a guy.
You tell me something better than sex.
Food.
No, I got news
I'd
for you.
I'd rather have a good submarine sandwich than a...
You've never had a nice piece of ass, then. And, honey, I like my food fine, and I like my booze fine. But I would take sex over food or booze. The only thing that comes close to sex is playoff football.
And football's overrated.
She
but that's just me.
Stop.
We're all different.
She cannot. It's amazing that she cannot discipline herself.
She can't. All right, cheerleading.
What do you mean?
Good luck.
All right, good luck.
I didn't understand that last.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. We love you.
Okay, love you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hang up.
All right. I'm hanging up.
Let me hear the click.
Oof. All right. And if she's in her 20s, I got a middle school test that I got to study for.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
God damn. Wow, we went like a half hour with a Cher lady today.
No idea.
Imagine that.
Well, she didn't want to commit, though. You know, she didn't want to give us her vital information. She likes the anonymity of what she's doing.
Food lion tampons.
But, you know, when she asked that question about, you know, when you go to the bathroom, is it the same way it is when you're having sex?
That's when the light bulb went off,
yeah,
right?
We were shocked. It's an innocent woman we were talking.
She knows nothing about the penis.
We didn't know.
Unlike this woman. Who is this, please?
My name is Danielle.
Danielle, you know everything about the penis, don't you?
Actually, I do. I love penis.
See?
Very good.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Oh, well, first of all, I just want to say that lady needs to get laid, but my main thing I want to talk about is the guy who called and said that you guys were wrong for having the people come in and drink, you know, the grasshoppers and stuff like that.
Yes.
It'd be different if somebody was coming in and blending up a cat, you know, and drinking that. He's totally wrong. It's not an animal rights issue.
And listen, I'm not opposed to that.
Huh?
I'm not opposed to that. If anybody wants to come and put a cat in the blender today.
But I am.
I'm not opposed to that.
It buzzes.
I'm just in it for the ratings.
Buzz might be wrestling you on that one, Doug.
Hey, you know.
Buzz have his hands around your ankle.
Oh. I have a question, though. I haven't been able to listen very much, and I want to know if you guys still do the stirring the soup segment.
Yeah.
Well, I've been listening for like a month now, and you guys haven't done it.
Why, would you like to do it?
I'm at work, but, I mean, yeah. I would love to.
Well, could you do it now, or do you want to wait till you get to your car and call us?
I don't have my cell phone. I could do it now. I don't care.
Oh, you can do it now?
Hey, all right, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance to collect yourself.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Don't hang up, for the love of God.
Okay.
Don't maybe run down the hall, wash your hands.
Yeah, and you know what? We've got tons of people here who are ready to drink stuff for the trip to New Orleans, so we're going to start with some soup.
Right.
And then we'll get right to those people. We never got to talk about Temptation Island in this break, either.
Temptation Island.
Jesus. Hey, that's a tribute to the grassroots,
yes.
Mike.
Yes, thank you.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Cheerleading.
And urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, the lobby is full of people waiting to drink stuff for a trip to New Orleans.
Yay!
So we've got to get out of these phone calls as quickly as we can. Let's go to Danielle, who is ready to stir the soup at work.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from? What city?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Love Sacramento.
Yeah.
Well, really, you sound like you're in the mood already.
I'm always in the mood.
To make some good soup.
But this really sucks because everybody's on break now. There's like three people next to me.
Mm. Well, then you have to just be very quiet. What are you wearing today, Danielle?
A skirt and sweater.
Skirt and sweater? Underpants?
No, I don't wear underpants.
No underpants. Well,
hose? Are you wearing hose?
No.
Really? So just you bear down there?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. You don't have a food lion tampon down there, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Why would you put that in soup? Silly.
Right. I'm still thinking about the last segment.
Yes.
I forgot we're doing a cooking segment now.
This is a cooking segment.
All right, then, Danielle, why don't you go ahead and start making us some soup.
Okay. Listen, I have to be discreet.
And that's Mike. All right. We're here.
And Mike, I think it would be good if we whispered also.
I think that's a good idea. How's it going, Danielle?
Going really good.
She said
the soup is already moist.
Wow, that's some cooking.
She's cooking now, ain't she? Acting crazy now.
Cook, baby, cook.
This is Pablo. He can't come to the phone now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
Cook.
Baby.
Make me dinner.
Soup's on. Soup is good food.
That's right. Stir it up. Stir it up.
I sure hope she tells us when it's soup. When the soup is ready.
Are you stirring the soup right now?
Yeah, but, oh my God. Okay, I'm going to have to stop. I apologize.
What happened? Did somebody come?
What?
What happened?
What's going on in here?
I'm talking about a voice now. Wait, what's happening?
Did someone come by?
Yes, like three people.
Did they know what you were doing?
I hope not, or I'm going to be fired.
What were you using, incidentally? One of your digits?
Of course, my middle one.
Of course. Very good. Middle one.
My middle one.
The middle.
Stir the soup.
I'm going to call back some other time and finish.
Okay, please.
Call back anytime.
I will do that. And we love you down here. We love you so much.
Thank you. Yes, we love Sacramento.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
We love you down there, too.
Hey, I get it, Buzz. Hey, Danielle, you know, we're coming out there this spring to do a live Las Vegas-style show.
I know. I can't wait. I've never been.
Yes, you should come. Uh-huh. Come do that show on stage.
I mean, my friend was there last year. She's the one who stuck a cigar in her coochie.
Ah, yes.
Very nice.
In her coochie.
Coochie.
In her coochie. I'll be there.
Soup is interruptus. That suck us.
Yeah, the soup's not ready.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
The potatoes are still hard.
Yeah, when we...
rock hard.
When we go to Sacramento... It's either April or May.
Uh-huh.
The Las Vegas-style show this time is going to be at Arco Arena.
Wow.
Home of the Sacramento Kings.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, our date in Sacramento is going to be based on, the Kings are going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're in friggin' first place now.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if they're home or away for a couple of different dates for playoff games.
Wow.
But that's the news I got from Sacramento. I know that when we go to Reno, we'll be at Harrah's.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in one of the showrooms at Harrah's.
Very good.
When we go to Sacramento, we're going to be at the Arco Arena.
Good.
And when we go to Baltimore, we're going to be at Dinosaurs.
Wow. It's the world tour.
Yeah. It's happening in the year 2001.
That's fantastic. Hey, that means we'll have sound systems.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to comment once again, the same as the last woman, about that guy who was calling up complaining about what you guys are doing. I mean, first off, that's one of the main reasons we listen to you guys. I mean, you do extreme things. I wanted to add, I was a survival instructor in the Air Force for 20 years. If he wants to go up and protest something, go on up to Fairchild. We used to bring groups of air crews out, like 20 at a time out in the field for 2 weeks at a stint. And we'd make these guys eat locusts and worms and grubs.
Right.
In fact, what we would do is we'd take the most vulnerable, usually some female flight crew member, and we would give her this little bunny and have her take care of it for the first week and a half under the pretext that she's going to, you know, bring it back home.
Oh.
And about the eighth day in, we'd get somebody to bring this thing up and smack it over the back of the head.
Oh.
And then gut it. You know, if you want to protest somebody, go that way.
All right.
Alone.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. You know, we only played the message because we thought it was goofy.
That's why we never lose a war.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
We kill rabbits.
Hello.
We're hunting rabbits.
Hello, you're on the air.
That got you, Buzz, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
You didn't like that guy, did you, Buzz?
Well, I didn't like that story. No.
Yeah, I know.
No.
That's you're an animal. You're the closest thing to an animal rights person.
Cuddly little bunnies. You can't go smacking cuddly little bunnies with 2x4s.
I think of bunnies. I think of that Roger and Me.
Yeah.
You remember that? The bunnies in there?
And I think of the Glenn Close movie.
With the rabbit in the
pot. Yeah. Hey, you know a great movie I watched last night? I went between Temptation Island and on one of the Encore channels, I had Wall Street. And Wall Street is a movie, if you haven't seen it...
Man, I'm glad I didn't see it. I would have had a problem.
I hadn't seen it for 5 years.
Right.
And it was the great part, the end of Wall Street, where Charlie Sheen is screwing Michael Douglas over, where they're getting the Blue Streak or whatever the airline is.
Yeah, a Blue Star.
Blue Star.
Right.
They're getting the stock to go up, 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 and then they buy and they just F Michael Douglas.
Yeah, they screw Gordon Gekko, and then he wears a wire.
Yeah.
To screw Gordon Gekko even more.
And when Gordon Gekko punches him in Central Park.
That's when he slaps him silly.
That was great. Yeah, I went between that and Temptation Island last night, and after all my railing about how I'm not going to watch another reality show and that it looks like it sucks. I'm sorry.
I wish I hadn't had that satellite interference. I would have enjoyed it more.
I watched virtually every second of Temptation Island, and I will watch it next week.
Well, a lot of people have said the same thing.
I'm
a lot
surprised.
Of people feel that way. You didn't like it?
No, I hated it. What is it you liked about it?
First off, The guys
mm-hmm.
who the girls in these committed relationships could choose from.
Right.
I found no one threatening there.
Right.
See, you know, and that's where I like the show too. I liked watching it. But that's where I think the premise of the show is total BS. Let me tell you why. Because these are couples, they're not if the couples are going down there are two things happening.
Mm-hmm.
They have either have no interest in the relationship to start with,
right.
Or they prearranged that, hey, we go down there, we have fun, we get paid, and we go back.
So you suspend belief.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
While you're watching the show.
But I mean, don't you agree that the whole premise, I mean, how could they possibly, you know,
no, there's no
people
way.
That really were committed to each other.
You couldn't.
And you know, we're going to really test their relationship. I don't buy that for a second.
You couldn't. So you suspend belief. And
it was a sex show, Don.
There was no real hunky guys that made me feel oogie. And generally, all the women were very hot. And they had a couple of ex Playboy playmates. Mm-hmm.
The Asian woman was a turbo hottie.
Yeah, and when they got to pick out the women that they didn't want...
Mm-hmm.
Like, the blonde lady picked out the woman who looked like one of those bitches on that show, Three Sisters.
Yes.
It was like, you got 25 beautiful women in front of you.
Mm.
You're going to pick out one of the ugly broads.
Right. And then they both, the guys went for the masseuse.
Right.
They didn't kick him off, but that's the one they said they couldn't go to the women.
Yeah, because they were threatened by the fact that he was a professional masseuse. Hold on. Who's on the hotline?
Oh, someone else picked it up.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, hola.
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 Well, did you know one of the couples got kicked off Fantasy Island? I mean, whatever it is.
Because they had a baby.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. No, we heard that already.
Ugh.
Hey, what was that? I know what it was. We were talking before, buddy.
Yeah.
What are some of, do you remember some of those dumb jokes you're telling Mom and I, that observational humor on Saturday night? Like, somebody called in with that thing about how come kamikaze pilots wore helmets?
Yeah.
Do you remember any more of those?
If your car is going at light speed and you turn on the headlight, what happens?
I mean, we sat through 100 of these on Saturday night. He had like 3 pages he downloaded. You got another one?
If a chameleon's on the mirror, what color is it?
If a what?
If a chameleon's on a mirror, what color is it?
If a chameleon is on a mirror, what color is it?
Right.
Yeah.
You got another one there, Jerry Seinfeld Jr.?
Why do the drive-thru ATM have braille dots on them?
Yes, why do drive-through ATMs have Braille dots on them?
True.
Okay. Listen, this was the entertainment. Frida set this up for our after our big family feast on Saturday night. She said, and Bart's going to put on a little show for us.
There you go.
And he, I want to tell you.
And he came down and he read three pages of these things. I was about to pull my hair out.
He likes a list like his old man.
Yeah, he does. All right, I love you.
If you're dyslexic and you have constant cross-eyed, can you read normally?
Okay. All right, well, there you're losing us. Hey, you Dan.
That's one you laughed at.
Well, maybe it's after Mom and I had that wine. and listen, don't be such a little jerk to Mom today.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me talk to Mommy.
Okay.
Mommy.
Hello?
That's what I call her, Mommy.
Right.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Daddy-o.
Hi. All right. I told him not to be such a jerk face.
Thank you.
All right.
He apologized.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
Gene. All right, love you.
Oh, we had a scene last night also. I won't tell you why, but we had a discussion last night in the kitchen. Frida and I were discussing something, and Bart was standing nearby, and it was a topic that Bart doesn't like hearing about.
He doesn't like hearing about sex between his parents.
About intimacy. And he turned around, and he said, at this point, it was like a grown-up voice. He said, Jesus, Dad! You know, and I said, whoa, hey, time out. Hold on.
Right.
Stop for a second. You know, don't speak like that.
Mm-hmm.
This house.
We are going to try not to put, understandable, we wouldn't want references to our parents' sexuality. So, you know, we understand that it makes him uncomfortable. So we will try and curtail our romance in front of him.
Yes. Yes, we were just being amorous last night, and he finds that foul.
He's perfectly normal in that regard.
I know he is. It's just the reaction he had was beyond his 15 years of life. The reaction was like a grown-up reaction.
Were you just huggy kissing? Is that what you were doing?
No. We made reference to our happiness earlier in the day. It was more of a verbal reference.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't like that. Yeah.
It was all, you know, said in a very PG manner, but even the visual, I mean, even the pictures that he got in his mind, you know, we understand that that would make a person uncomfortable. So we told him not to take the Lord's name in vain. We had a very...
had a real scene last night. Yeah. No, you can't win. Kids get unhappy when their parents fight, and Frida and I hardly ever fight. You know, we got a kid that gets unhappy when we're happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Which is funny. I was happy in the party. That Frida and you hardly ever fight. I was...
Well, in front of him.
In front of him.
Right. In front of him.
Okay, all right. I was confused there for a second.
No, we don't fight very much. We are used to each other. I think after... I think the longer you're married, the easier it is because, you know, we know when to steer clear of each other. I mean, we fight occasionally if something's making one of us tense or sick or something, but mostly we know when to avoid each other. We're not always best friends. We just, you know, stay away from each other when we don't like each other.
Like last week.
Right.
Right.
We got a little tired of each other over the holidays. I think there was a little too much togetherness.
Yeah, right.
But once you went back to work, Bart went back to school, and I had my territory.
And you were able to go out and get your manicure and your pedicure and,
right.
You know, do the things that you love doing. Things are absolutely, the family's back on that even keel.
So when you guys were getting all lovey-dovey, did he really let go with a...
What I mean was... And it was like totally out of character for him.
Yeah.
That and it was not that he said Jesus, because I say Jesus sometimes.
Yeah, but you are a grown up, and he's not allowed to say that.
And he screamed it, and I mean he was like pissed, and it was like all of a sudden the role was reversed. It was like he's the parent, I'm the child, and he's yelling at me like, Jesus, Dad!
Wow!
You know, he stormed out of the room.
Yeah. But, you know, in his own defense, he's asked us that more than once. So,
yes, I know.
Right. He still can't lose his temper with us like that. But
I know.
We understood.
I know.
All right. So when we talk sexy, we talk about the O'Meara's having sex, and that just makes us all...
So he can handle he can handle that?
Oh, yeah. He can handle the visual of you and Laura, I think.
Okay.
As
well, I guess,
now.
You know, if I... No, there's certain... you know, there were certain parents in my neighborhood that I probably wouldn't be able to handle that one either.
Ask him if he can handle our British neighbors having sex.
Could you handle any of our neighbors having sex? Like, you know, we have a drastic neighbor. What about the, what about our friends from Britain? Yeah, see, he's shrugging that when he's smiling.
We're all like that when you think of your parents doing the dirty deed. It's horrible.
My parents never had sex. I mean, that's seriously. I'm pretty sure my parents never had sex.
I know, and you can't even use what we, what a lot of kids say, well, you know, they did twice because you were adopted. So they might not have ever zeroed.
Right.
They might have actually had an asexual relationship. Yeah.
I believe they could have. My mom could have had the same procedure as I recommended for the chair lady.
Staple gun
to her vagina. All right, honey.
All right, I love you, boo-boo. So now it's just between me and you, and I got lots of dirty things I can
say. But you can also share it like you both of you like to do. I know Don likes to do that, share it on the radio.
Oh, I love to.
Don't want me in that group.
You don't need to, you know, do it in front of your son. Talk about it in front of your son when you've got this wonderful forum.
Yeah, I know.
No, and that's true, and we had already had the scene of turning off the radio in the car earlier in the day when you had, you know.
I can't help it. I like telling people when I have great sex with my wife.
And when you do it on this forum, I sometimes react almost like your son does.
Yes.
Well, you know, the other day when you were that bad, you know, but I'm not.
Oh, when I was talking about the drip, drip, drip.
Jesus, Don!
Okay. All right. Bye, honey.
All right. Goodbye, CT. Right.
See you later.
Bye-bye. I'm not going to storm out of the studio, but I'll give it. Come on!
Bye-bye. God, am I glad we do the, you know, now I'm glad we do the afternoon show, especially today. They're going to a funeral today.
Yeah,
my sister-in-law, her father died. Mm. Whole big hassle thing. I'm so glad I don't have to go to that today. The funerals just bum me out.
Yeah.
I know I am not alone in that. I'm not making some kind of gregarious statement, but, you know, so you go to a funeral, man, it's just like you feel like crap for 3 or 4 days afterwards. Really sucks on ice. I'd much rather talk about vaginas.
Of course.
And here you are talking about vaginas today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
We could have a funeral for Cher Lady's vagina.
Absolutely. Or we could have a coming out party.
Hello?
Closed casket?
Closed casket for a closed vagina.
There you go.
It'd be closed captioned. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy. We're doing great.
Hey, I want to give you guys props. I saw you guys quite a few years ago doing your show out of a little strip trivia inside of
Was that a little city thing. Sports bar that you said?
Yes, America Live in Sacramento.
Oh, when we were, yes, Mike, and he did say little city.
Yeah, little city. Yeah.
In a little city sports bar.
Right.
And a 90-year-old lady won strip trivia.
Oh, that's one of our first trips to Sacramento, like 5 years ago.
Right. And then I saw you guys at Memorial, which is a bit bigger. Now you guys are going for a place of 17,000 plus, and I want to say we're going to pack it here in Sacramento that night.
Fantastic.
Hey, you guys
better. It's going to be awesome. We're going to show Sacramento represents hard for you guys. Screw New York.
You better. Otherwise, it's going to be very embarrassing for us. We go to Arco Arena, and like 1,000 people show up.
That's right. Zeus and Triton, the gods.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Listen, we've got to we got a break. We've got to start the contest here. We have all kinds of contestants standing by ready to drink different concoctions to win a trip to New Orleans for WWF. We'll start that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? Tom Gavin, you're a monster. You have shown me something! Tom Gavin, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to save.
John and Mike live in the Super Bowl 3 weeks from now. They will show you something.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Looking forward to that. 2 weeks from Friday, doing the show live from Tampon Bay, Florida.
The big Super Bowl show.
For Super Bowl XXXV. With the usual cast of characters. Tomorrow on the show, Chuck Stossel, the love muscle. We're moving him back to Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, we figured better to have the movie guy on Friday with the movies on opening on Friday.
Because most people go to the movies on Friday.
Right. Also, tomorrow, a brand new low-budget Jeff RD for you.
Right.
And just in time for the football championship games, John Madden will be back tomorrow.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Very soon, we're giving away a trip to Jamaica
And next week, I'm finally going to pay off that bet with Dennis Murphy.
Dennis is looking forward to having you butter his bread.
Our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire bet, I will be paying that off. All of that stuff happening on the show in the next couple of days and weeks. And as we mentioned, all kinds of Las Vegas-style shows, man. We're going to be in the early part of 2001. We're going to be in Reno, Sacramento, both Portlands, Portland, Maine, and Portland, Oregon, Baltimore.
Wow.
Am I forgetting one, Charlie? Is that all of them? I think I got them all.
Okay, that's good.
Yep, Charlie's busy with the duct tape, getting the studio ready.
Right.
Laying down all kinds of plastic covering because we're ready to start. What would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
The drinkers are all assembled. They're ready to make their way into the studio now.
Today we're giving away a trip for two to New Orleans to see the WWF Royal Rumble. WWF Royal Rumble in demand. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order WWF Royal Rumble. It's Sunday, January 21st on pay-per-view. I think we're going to start with the guy who's going to drink bacon grease.
Ah,
bacon grease.
Now, I wonder if he warmed it up at all because, of course, hard to drink if it's in the freezer.
I guess so. The guy's name is Chance.
Hi.
Lisa, would you bring him in here, please?
Here he comes. Here comes Chance, the bacon grease drinker.
Here he is. Hi, Chance. Can I step up to the microphone?
Hi, Chance.
How you doing?
Look Chance looks
guy.
Like a country boy.
Look at this guy. Hey. Howdy, Chance.
How you doing, Dad?
Hi, we're doing great. Are you in the Army, or is that just an Army shirt?
Formerly was. Well, I got about 2 years ago.
You got out about 2 years ago. You enjoy your time serving our country, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Chance, what do you do now?
Do construction inspection.
Gotcha. And this bacon grease, Mike brought up a great question.
Yeah, what state is it in there, Chance? Is it still in kind of the liquid stage?
No, it's a block right now. Lisa's...
She's heating it? Very good.
Is she going to put it between her legs, or is she, is she using the microwave to heat it up?
She's microwaving it, Chance?
Yes.
That's great. So is this something you've done before?
No, never have. Just
really
popped into my mind yesterday.
Oh, really? So kind of a last-minute thing.
How much bacon grease are we looking at here, Chance?
2 8 pounds of bacon.
Chance, you keep a lot of bacon grease around the house?
No, I went out last night and bought it. And
oh, really? You bought it?
Cooked it up last
night. I didn't know you could go out and buy the grease.
He went out and bought 8 pounds of bacon.
Wow. That's pretty stupid on my part, huh?
Just to get the bacon grease.
Oh, and you have it in a milk carton.
Yeah.
Oh, and you brought what?
The bacon.
Oh, the bacon.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Take a home for you and the family.
Pork snacks.
Mike, look at that.
Look at all that bacon.
Hey, you know what, Rob?
What a generous sort.
All we need is a giant loaf of bread and peanut butter and jelly, and we can actually make the Elvis Fool's Gold sandwich.
That'd be excellent.
All right, so Lisa, did you microwave that down for him? What are you doing, Mike? You smell it?
Lisa's showing me the bacon grease, and this is indeed bacon grease. It really is.
Can I smell it?
Smells
good. And I guess, if you melted it down, then you obviously saw the block of it, so it's the legitimate stuff.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, and this guy has got it in a quart milk container.
Mm-hmm. My God. Are you going to drink that whole quart?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, then, this is a beautiful way to begin. Now,
Charlie, do we have a receptacle in the event of vomitosis?
You're reading my mind.
You know, because I just think that might go down and come right back up.
Mike. Just going to say, in case he upchucks, do we have a big garbage can? So all of that bacon grease came from this bag of bacon that you handed me a moment ago.
Wonderful. What kind of good bacon you cooked there?
No, America's Choice.
America's Choice bacon. Food Lion bacon, right? Or or Shoppers Food Warehouse.
Oh my gosh.
Look at it, Mike.
Let me see.
I just opened it up. You know, I'll try a piece of this bacon. Yeah. What the hell? Mm. Ain't bad. It's not bad. You know, it kind of tastes like a Food Lion tampon.
A little saltier.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Than a Food Lion tampon.
Yeah. Yeah. Buzz, you want
Buzz. There you go, Buzz.
I love the bacon.
Buzz. Buzz.
It's a little burn. I try to get off.
There's something that drives Buzz, I think, more than anything in life.
When there is food in here.
Absolutely.
And he's not a part of it.
He ran.
Man, more he energy. Hates that.
That is more energy than he's shown in a month.
Man, he hates that. Well, Buzz, enjoy that.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Mmm. Bacony.
And, Mike, I'm going to take out a piece of the bacon and do a quick visual with you right now. Please do. Who does this remind you of who works at the station?
Wow.
Stand in line, ladies. Absolutely.
Okay. Listen, we are prattling on here.
I'd give you initials, but I'd get in trouble.
Okay, I'm with you there.
Right.
But I... Oh, hold on. That initial you just gave me.
Yeah.
Does she work on this floor or that floor?
This floor.
I'm with you. Is it?
Yes. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Terrific job.
Gotcha.
That is so good.
Yes, you're right, Rob.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You're right.
Lots of references to cured meat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are speaking, of course, of Lady Slim Jim.
Wow.
That's who we're talking about.
Well, I would tell you right now, a quart of this stuff is a hell of an accomplishment, and you've never done it before, huh?
No, never have.
No, good luck to you on this. What's that?
Cool my stomach up a little bit with some Pepto before I start.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I don't see why not. That's not unfair.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. And Lisa is taking pictures of this, digital pictures, and I'm guessing that we'll probably put this up on Shiloh's website at some point.
Mm-hmm. I see you have a tattoo. What is that tattoo? Let me see. It's a death before dishonor military tattoo. Very good.
That's very nice. Shake that Pepto up.
Shake it, baby.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily drink all of the Pepto, just not to coat it down there. You don't want to. You're going to be putting an awful lot in that stomach.
There you go. And all I would ask, Chance, is that when you drink it, right on the microphone, get as close as you possibly can to the microphone while still putting the quart container up to your mouth.
And if you're going
to
spew into that. And try to spew. Yeah, you got Lisa over there, you got Rob over there. Try to spew as nicely as you can.
Yeah, and if you're going to blow chunks, you know, get it on microphone. I mean, don't get it on. Excuse me.
Yeah, that bacon immediately comes up as quick as it goes down.
Yeah, I just had a little piece of that bacon. Yeah. It was burping.
Is there a timeline on this?
Oh, my God.
If you're going to throw up on microphone, meaning not literally on the microphone, but so that we can hear you.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, our first contestant.
Chance.
Chance. Go, Chance.
There he goes. He's drinking it. Oh, God.
That's good. That's good.
Pure bacon grease.
Closer to the microphone so we can hear you gulp it.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he's doing it.
It's not all cooked all the way. It's still chunky.
Oh, there's chunky.
Oh.
How far down did you get, though? Let me feel the container.
About
all right.
How much did he get, boy?
He's got to wait.
He's got a way to go?
Oh, He's got a point.
Not all melted, yeah.
You just heat it up a little bit.
You might have to nuke it a little.
Lisa, you're going to have to go back and put it back between your legs again, please.
And we'll just enjoy some quiet time with Chance here.
I was thinking maybe I could be like a recurring guest, like 40, I could be Mr. Greasy, call you up, coming in.
You could be the grease man.
Where's my bacon grease?
So, Chance, you are, I guess it's not unfair, being as we have to reheat the rest of the bacon grease for him to have some more Pepto-Bismol.
That bacon hit your stomach like it hit mine.
I got it in the back of my throat is where I got it.
That bacon just, I mean, immediate acid indigestion.
Yes.
Mine was just right.
Of course. Well, Buzz,
you ever eat something and you know it's going to be with you for the next millennium?
Well, Mike, as a matter of fact.
Here we go. Bacon part.
No, I'm sorry.
I thought we were going to get a piece of bacon there for a second.
But Chance, you actually got to see that we do actually take the microphones and put them down to our ass. I'm sorry, I thought I had a fart coming up.
Do you have Mike 5 live?
Mike 5 is live.
Good, you can use
live.
Chance.
Mike 5 live.
All right, where's Lisa? Come on back, honey.
All right, Lisa's coming back. She's warm to the grease.
And
she's got a little stir.
A straw.
Hey, she warm the grease.
A little better. How you doing, Chance? Feeling a little ill?
Nuts.
Yeah.
A little phlegm there.
Oh.
Just a little phlegm. Lisa was just warming the grease.
All right.
All right, here he is now, the grease man.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, this is Chance. Go, Chance.
Chance, go.
It's running down his chin.
It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
Dripping from his beard.
Grease dripping from it. Grease dripping from his beard. Down, 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 down.
There he goes.
I could boot.
I can smell the grease now.
Death before dishonor.
How you doing there, Chance? Let me feel it.
He's got a lot of it on his shirt.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Well, you need a towel or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Is he done yet, Mike?
He's got...
What's the problem?
I just smelled the bottom of it. The bottom of it is all the leavings and stuff like that.
It's sediment.
There.
Has he had enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike's had enough. Absolutely. I've had enough.
What trip to New Orleans? I'll finish it.
All right, if you can finish it.
You go for it.
Give it a try, Chance.
Way to go, Chance. I'll let you off the hook. You dive right back.
Go ahead. Go ahead. After all, there's four judges here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chance.
It's the leavings down there.
You're listening to Chance drink one quart of bacon grease.
Now the chin factor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's coming down his chin. Oh.
Oh, this is so God. Oh, now he's. Ah! Mm. Ah! Mm. There it is!
Oh, that was God. Non-joking.
All right. Good job. All right, Tance, throw it away. You're done. You're done. Throw it away. That's a round of applause for
wow.
Tance.
What was it like? Ask him what it was like.
What was it like?
Chance is going to boot any minute.
I'm going to puke. He, when he got down,
watch
he's going to eat a piece of bacon.
Watch
now.
It down, right?
All right.
When he got down to the last chunks, he actually held the container over his mouth.
And the little leavens came out.
And I saw these little chunks of solid bacon grease go from his from the container to his mouth.
That's good fantastic.
Job. Very impressive.
Good job. And eating the bacon. Can't you get a cast iron stomach? Good boy.
One hell of a job, Chance.
Great job, Chance.
Well done.
Might want to go out in the lobby and wait and be close by the bathroom.
Well done.
Good job, Chance.
Congratulations. I swear to God, I almost puked.
Yeah.
When I saw you with those chunks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, Lisa, we got a break first. We've got a break and fumigate the studio after the grease man.
Thanks, Don and Mike. A stellar job
today, I might add.
The grease man.
Yeah.
There he was.
That's incredible. And I said, hey, that's fine. You're okay. And he wanted to get that last 2 inches of it.
Good for him. God, when the chunks were going.
Yeah.
Oh. Reminded me of that time that guy was in here and he was eating his own puke.
Pretty amazing.
That's what it reminded me of.
Pretty disgusting.
Next, I believe, we have the guy who's going to have his wife squirt breast milk from her
into him.
Into his Alf-may.
Right.
Absolutely. That is coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady.
No.
The mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you.
I'm here.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Wow.
Who is the mole?
Hey.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're ready for the next act.
Yeah.
Oh, while they're wheeling them in, let's go to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Buzz. Hey, listen, I'm driving down 50 West, and the first guy literally made me gag. I mean, I had that puke reflex going on.
That's a good thing.
I thought I had to pull over.
I almost upchucked. Very few things on the show have made me feel like blowing chunks.
Right. That was. I've never seen you do that kind of a gag move.
That was a real gag reflex.
When, when he got the last little bit, I tell you, if you'd had a whiff of that stuff that was in there,
it's awful.
That's exactly when I had my gag reflex, and there was nowhere to pull over. So I'm looking for something to puke in the car.
Lovely.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
And we're just getting started.
Thank you. Yes, now we have a...
We're just in the get-go stage.
We have a real family show for you now because we have a mom and dad.
Right.
And their baby. Oh, now look at the baby. I thought the baby was going to cry for a second. But he's doing okay. I'm sorry. What is her name and how old is she?
Her name is Jessica. She's 6 months old.
Jessica, 6 months old.
Very pretty. Oh, she's a cutie pie.
And mom and dad are here. Mom and dad, what are your first names?
My name is Steve, and this is my wife, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
I got a smile out of the baby earlier in the hallway. I was very proud of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't frighten the baby like I normally do.
Now, what these guys are going to do is they are going to actually shoot mother's milk from the tap into daddy's mouth.
That is the goal. We'll see if they are successful.
Yeah, I think she can do it.
I think she can do it. Hold on. I got another guy on the phone here who does this also. Hello? Don and Mike, is this the guy who has his wife shoot the milk in his mouth?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's going to have the milk, you know, shot in his mouth and everything.
Yeah.
This is great because this is a treat for him. I've done this before. I mean, my wife was well endowed and everything. That was my biggest thing and everything. When she was breastfeeding our children and everything, I mean, gee whiz, that was my thing. After she got through with the kids and everything, I had my fun and everything.
You would drink the milk?
Oh, God, yeah. It was wonderful.
You know, like the way he says, oh, God, yeah, doesn't everybody?
I mean, you know.
For some reason, Rob, have you tried that?
No.
All right.
Are you kidding? It's horrible.
Wait, why did you drink your wife's breast milk? I mean, I understand.
Because she would get too much, and I would have to, relieve her and everything.
These guys. Oh, my God.
These guys are doing it to win a trip to New Orleans. Would you actually nurse at your wife's bosom?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir. I would.
That's sick
would go
on
down
a level
on
I don't even want to discuss.
It's
wow.
Sick on a couple different levels.
That is sick on a bunch of different levels. Of course.
No, it's not. It was fun.
Okay.
Was,
where are you calling from?
Clemson, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Good call. Really? Good call, Rob.
I mean, it is a wonderful thing to do, and it was a bunch of help for her.
Oh, see,
and,
that's good. I like. You know what's even better? I give him credit for legitimizing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. He was nursing his wife.
It was
to
a
help
bunch
her.
Of help from her.
He had to.
But yeah. She would get so much and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I know having a wife that breastfed two babies that
you can
take
the excess and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, you can use the breast pump. That's what it's for, and then you can.
We did that too, but she was a very good producer and everything.
I guess so. My God,
just too much and everything.
You should have called the board.
That was like a big treat for me. We'd have sex and this and that and everything, and then there'd be a lot of times that was part of it and everything.
You know, we don't pay these people to call, do we?
No, we don't.
Isn't that amazing?
We'd have sex and this and that, and then that'd be part of it.
And then I would relieve the breast milk and whatnot.
she loved it too.
Yeah. She loved it.
Sure. How long?
I think it was somewhat erotic to her and everything.
How long did you continue with this with your wife past the time she delivered the baby?
After you, oh God,
she's still doing it today.
She probably breastfed for about 8 months, something like that.
8 months,
and we finally weaned the child off of that and everything. Yeah.
So, when the child got a little older and would be maybe on the bottle, would you require a bottle also? Would they put your like Colt 45 in a bottle?
Oh, that would be neat, but
and whatnot.
But serious, the breast milk thing is there's nothing bad about it at all.
We hear you. It's a taste treat. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye bye.
Well, it's certainly all natural.
Sure.
Bye bye.
Hi.
Well, you enjoyed it, Mike.
That's right.
Okay.
Unless the mom's drinking like a lot of Kool-Aid or something.
All right.
Probably
now,
get a few chemicals in there, though.
Now, you guys have got the baby here. The baby's not going to be involved in this, is it?
No, we don't want the baby. The baby, okay. Can the baby, like, stand being away from you? Because I don't think the baby should see this, even at that young, tender age.
Jealous.
I don't know.
Could Lisa hold the baby?
Can Lisa hold the baby?
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, Lisa.
Lisa's been quite friendly with us.
Okay,
so,
very good. Terrific.
She likes Lisa.
All right. Look at that. Look at that, Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, remove the baby from this.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do have some sensibility.
Hi. All right, now, Mom is, okay. We need this on the microphone. Robbie, can you move the microphone?
All right, here.
Wow. Her jugs are huge. God.
Thanks.
God, wow. God, they're gigantic. What size are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I
think she's a
38E.
Wow. It's incredible.
Gigantic.
All right, we're ready.
Big areolas. She's now massaging her breast.
Okay.
And
oh, there we go.
Oh, she's continuing it. Oh, success.
Did you get
right out of the chute?
I got it in my nose. And...
Oh, bravo.
Oh, my God.
You have
my
succeeded. Finger. All right, stand up.
He's licking it off her fingers.
Good job. Let's give her a round of applause. That wasn't, you know what? Exactly what it had to be. It wasn't just dripping. Or, I mean, it was just bam, right there.
You're a good shot, ma'am.
Oh, she's had some practice. She's been shooting at me every now and then.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat.
You're not like that guy from South Carolina, are you?
He squeals.
Oh, is the baby making some noise?
Oh, it's okay.
Come here, where's the baby?
Now give the baby back to mama.
Here we go. Yeah, baby wants to go back to mama.
Freak show's over, baby.
Poor baby, 25 years from now, he's going to go, I have this nightmare of my dad on his knees and
right.
And my mom squeezing her right breast and milk shooting out all over dad's face.
You know, and I guess it just continues the tradition, though. If like you go to a restaurant and your kids are turning away and you steal their French fries.
Well, that
stealing
was
the kids' food.
This is how
that
it starts.
Was very well done. We applaud that.
I don't say that from experience or anything.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a cute little baby, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
And enjoy this time now that the Booby Fairy is here, sir.
Just be my recommendation. What's the baby's name again?
Jessica.
Jessica. You just keep that from Jessica. You know, you don't need to share that with Jessica. Maybe share that with Jessica when Jessica's about 30. You know, maybe daddy gets really drunk in a family get-together.
You know, we did a radio show when you were a kid. We won it, too.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, I hope so, too.
And don't forget, now's the time for lots of fitty talking.
Right.
Oh, I'd like to.
Oh, you won't let him do that?
But they don't go anywhere. They're here for the duration.
Oh, really?
He was this big before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, wow. Oh, congratulations, sir.
Very nice.
Must be very proud.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
All right, well, get out of here, guys.
Get lost in there.
Proud. We'll let you know if if things work out. Oh, the baby looks like I keep calling him a he. She's about to cry. Oh.
Yeah, she's a little close.
Okay, it's time.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best what do they call it, I think?
This car seat.
The car seat. That's the best car seat. So I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, let me hear the baby. Could you put the microphone down there? Let's hear the baby. Hi, baby. Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hello.
She's
she's opening her mouth. She's trying to nurse on our microphone.
Oh, no, take that microphone
away.
Get away
from her.
No, you don't want to do that.
Please.
Your child will never have proper teeth.
That's true.
Or anything else.
Put that microphone in her mouth.
Fantastic. That is a good little car seat, so I remember that one. You might check. There might have been a recall on that one, though.
No.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Aww.
There she goes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. You did great.
You
thank you very much.
Good job.
See you later.
Thanks very much.
Bye, little Jessica.
Bye. Bye, Barney. Bye, Betty.
See you later.
Goodbye, Bam Bam.
There they go, the rebels, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn.
Pretty funny.
Just when I think we can't top ourselves on this show, people come in and do something that tops even...
And they didn't blink an eye. I mean, it was natural. I guess it is as natural as...
I mean, in a way, it was erotic. It was almost like watching a money shot.
Oh, God. That's where we part comes.
She sprayed it all over his face.
Didn't do anything for me.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I just want to know that last couple with the baby.
Yeah.
They didn't have a stroller with them, did they?
No. No, they didn't.
No, that's for
just,
Buzz.
Just a car seat, and that was nice of them to think of
Buzz
that.
Was a little uncomfortable with the car seat in here, though.
Hello, no. Don and Mike show.
I'm good with car seats.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Damn strollers.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike about breastfeeding and stuff.
Yes, hi. As I said before, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to let you guys know that when women have orgasms when they're breastfeeding, that the milk shoots into the guy's mouth.
Well, only if the guy's got his mouth on her breast.
Yeah. That's me. I'm just letting you guys know.
That's not for everybody.
I don't want to know that.
Everybody doesn't do that.
Did you
know that?
Well, honey, you're talking to us.
Oh, you guys know that?
Well, I mean, I'm aware of that fact. It was never my personal experience that it would shoot.
I was not even aware of that fact.
Well, ever since Carrie's been back.
You know, that might get my gag reflexes.
Hello.
Something about you.
Don and Mike's show.
Brains.
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don.
You orgasm.
I have to wring out my undershirt.
Okay. You go away from that microphone right now.
All right, I think next we have our choice, Mike.
How about a shower?
We have our choice of either the guy who's going to do the assortment of the worms, the crickets, and the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it's the guy with the placenta.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think maybe we'll go with the insects next.
All right, very good.
Since the last segment was kind of body-oriented.
Yes.
We'll go with a guy who is going to drink crickets and goldfish.
Very good.
Okay, we'll bring him in right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Tune for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Paul, Trey says he's never been fishing before, so can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. Why don't you come in my room?
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Night-o.
Hellcats of the Airwaves. The Don and Mike Show.
My favorite tapes.
Yeah, I know. It's the change in size.
It's Is he going to sleep with you, Pa?
That's all right, Opie. I'll bring him back in after he goes to sleep.
I'll bring him back in after he passes out. After I had my way with him.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well, come on. That's why we laugh at
it. I know it is. Yes, I know it is.
That's why we laugh at it.
I'm aware of that.
Gee, Pa, is he going to sleep with you?
Yeah. And there's something in there about a fishing pole. Yes.
Are you going to let him use your pole?
Yes. Oh,
God. Now, you go to bed now, Opa. I'll bring him in when he's sleeping.
Andy Griffin.
I'll bring him in when he's passed out.
We hardly knew ye.
Okay. Let's get this contest going. Chris would be our next contestant. As we continue with what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans? Good man. Packer backer. Wear a nice Packer. Was that Reggie White jersey?
Yes, it is.
Like that. Nice jersey.
Now, you have an assistant here?
No. I'm just getting set up. Got 144 crickets.
All right. Now, hold on a second. I need you to talk into one of the five microphones. Yeah.
You know, you skillfully avoided all three microphones, though. That was very well done.
I like that.
I'll tell you, I'm an aficionado of official jerseys. That's a real jersey, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is.
I like
indeed.
It. Okay. Chris, what are you going to be eating?
Well, I've got crickets, pickle juice,
Boy Nog,
whatever you want, whatever it takes, a whole concoction of things. But the main staple is 144 crickets and pickle juice.
Okay, go ahead.
Mike, can you
smell the pickle juice?
I can smell it. And it seems like, let me check the live crickets here. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those suckers. What is in there? What else is in there? What are they crawling all over?
They're all crickets.
What is the stuff there? What are they crawling on?
It's an egg carton.
It's an egg carton. Okay.
To keep it fresh.
And pass it over. Did you spill the pickle juice?
Yeah, we had a bit of a problem.
Okay.
Careful.
Oh my God. The crickets are like crawling like crazy.
There's a hole.
Oh, there's a hole in there. Oh.
Yeah.
They're crawling like crazy to get out of that bag.
Let me see one more time. I want to see the crickets again.
Oh, absolutely. One other thing I'd like to show you is the pickle jar juice. If you could check the expiration date on that, please, Mike.
All right, well,
seems like a magician coming in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're ready to roll.
And please notice I've got nothing up either sleeve.
I'm not best if used by February 93.
Rancid pickle juice.
All right.
8 years expired.
Okay.
Extra points.
All right.
Absolutely. You're drinking wine.
It does smell.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. You know, thanks for handing me everything.
It smells like a bad pooter in here.
That is nasty.
If I can have a little help with the crickets, that'd be great.
All right, calm down, sir. It's going to be fine.
Smells like that time Lenora came in here and took her pants off.
Thank you. Oh, God.
It does.
Now, you going to put all the crickets in there?
Yeah, all I can. I mean,
well, you know, if you don't get them all, that's a bunny in there.
Let me see what he's doing.
I'm dumping them.
Can you get on the microphone, please, Chris?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. What he's got is a gigantic Vlasic kosher dill pickle jar.
Don't, your hands are shaking a little bit, Chris. Just don't let the crickets escape.
Hey, he's got all this pickle juice.
This is a little nerve-wracking. I've never tried this before.
He's got all this pickle juice, and he's putting in over 100 live crickets into
144.
Into this gigantic.
Do you see where the receptacle is in case you have to spew?
Yeah, one got out.
Okay.
One got out.
Well, they're all 143 crickets. I think that's still the record.
And what else?
I think really the goal should be not to finish the liquid, but to get every cricket ingested.
What else will you be drinking?
Whatever it takes to win. I got soy eggnog.
Go ahead. Whatever you want to throw in there.
Okay.
All right, now here's the rancid pickle juice.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Oh, he's just drinking it right now.
Ugh.
And that had what was inside that?
How is it?
A bunch of big crickets.
Oh, there were some crickets in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Now he's going for the giant. I can't describe what this guy's doing. He's taking how many ounces are in that?
46 ounces, I believe.
He's gotten the crickets out of the first jar. Now he's he's drinking crickets and pickle juice.
He has a 46 ounce kosher pickle jar.
Big pickle jar.
Chewing
some of the crickets right now.
Full of pickle juice, and he has filled it up with rancid pickle juice and 140 crickets.
Crickets floating on top.
And he's,
no, I won't boot. Don't worry.
Hold on. We need that on the microphone. Can I get the sound of you slurping?
One just jumped out of the water.
Slurping and then chewing.
Did one jump on the floor?
Here we go. And that's good. Give me another big swig for everybody listening.
Oh, gosh.
I just closed my eyes to appreciate the sound. Fantastic.
Another one, please, for everybody listening.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Because there's still more crickets in there. Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
He's fearless.
And look at that. He's almost consumed the entire jar of pickle juice. Uh-huh.
But there are still live crickets in there.
Very good. How you doing? How you feeling?
Not well.
Really?
All right, keep going with it, man.
God damn.
He's dedicated. Okay, he is dedicated. He's got a lot of pickle juice in his stomach right now.
No, he's having to take a break for a second.
Well, who could blame him?
Yeah. This is tougher than I thought.
No, he's reaching into where the...
And you know what else? He's getting to the bottom of the pickle jar where there are a lot of leavings. There's like cloves of garlic and all that seasoning stuff. So that's going to be a lovely cocktail.
The only thing that's nice, it is a slightly fresher jar.
He is going to finish it now. Here we go with the final...
At least it's kosher.
Oh, hold on. It'll take him two swigs, not one.
Two swigs. He's waiting. How you doing?
Oh, it's bad. It's worse than I thought.
Okay. Very good. And the last bit. And
that's it.
He did it.
Wow.
He did it.
Wow.
Fantastic. Pickles and crickets.
Now, hold on. Are you going for a chaser with the rancid pickle juice?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Good luck to you, sir.
He has ingested over...
You'll notice that in the short time that I unloaded the crickets into the pickle juice jar...
They have expired.
They have all died.
Yes.
They've all died. Here we go.
And...
Balls.
There it is. All right, fantastic.
Oh, man.
Now that
went all the way with it.
That is something. Over 60 ounces of pickle juice.
That is quality.
And one, hold on, Mike.
What do you have there? What is that?
You got a third jar.
A little Gatorade, maybe?
No, it's more pickle juice.
More pickle juice.
Why did you take more pickle juice just then? What was that?
It's a combination of all the green elements. You've got to have the whole froggy thing going.
Froggy.
All right, is that it?
Not easy being green.
Mm-hmm. That was great. Are you done?
If that's what it takes,
what can you do to improve? I mean, you got a lot of other stuff you could drink.
Eggnog, I've got.
Yeah, drink some of the eggnog.
Have some eggnog.
Oh.
Chug some eggnog.
Because this is bad too.
I drink that stuff every day.
Chug some eggnog.
I don't drink eggnog.
Hold on,
but
let me smell it first. Let me smell how bad it is.
You mean it's gone bad?
But yeah. Right.
Oh Lord.
Oh.
Well, what's the expiration date?
Well, January 31st.
No.
But that's, Don...
It wasn't refrigerated.
I drink that stuff. Not the eggnog version, but I drink the soy milk every single day.
Oh, the silk? Yeah, we got it in our house, too.
It sucks. It's acquired taste.
It's bad. All right, here he goes.
Eggnog. Top of pickle juice. I would imagine that, he finished it. All right.
Finished the eggnog.
There you go.
Now, keep in mind, that was...
Play to win.
60 ounces of rancid pickle juice.
And he is sweating to beat the band right now.
120 live crickets inside the jars of pickle juice.
Right. I think we have major sweat signs.
And eggnog.
How you feeling, sir?
Not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
On the mic.
Oh,
we're missing the best part.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I think it's all coming up now. I'll be outside.
We're missing the best part.
There it goes.
Oh. He just puked.
This is not the smartest thing I've ever done.
Well, we could have told you that.
Really?
Oh, dear.
All right. Stand up and see if you feel better.
Feeling better?
Robbie, stand by with the microphone.
That take care of it a little bit?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're good to go.
How much came up?
Not that much.
Not enough. There'll be more.
Yeah.
There'll be more.
It was all the different jars of pickle juice. I got the kosher dill.
Do you think it's the crickets, though? You think the crickets had anything to do with it?
Quite possibly.
How many live crickets did you ingest today?
144.
144.
Gross. And you look really like you're in a sauna. I wonder what would a doctor say about that sweat? Is that the precursor to like being hospitalized or something like that?
Well, anything for a trip to New Orleans.
Absolutely.
Like
yeah, fantastic.
Some people love their wrestling.
You have to go. You have to go number two. You look like you have to go number two. You're in that.
Quite possibly.
Do you think there's a chance that
he's not doing that in here?
Well, no. But do you think that there's a chance any live crickets would come out in his poops?
Not this quickly.
No.
Not a lot.
Doubtful.
No.
The acid in the stomach would kill them.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
But otherwise, you know, if you want, maybe we could have him bring the poop back in here and we could pick through it.
Yeah, get mad at me. Get mad at me because I like a good show.
No, I'm just saying, what do you want to do? I mean, if there were live cricket, you were saying it like you might want to. Do you want to get a toothpick and go through his excrement? I'm just curious. I'm just curious about that.
No, not personally. I don't know.
I mean, it'd be difficult to.
That's why we have Lisa. All right. Well, then, Chris, consider this job well done.
Thank you very much.
That was
all right.
Nice. Woo-hoo! That was beautiful.
Oh, Chris.
All right.
Let me know if your poops are sick.
Oh, I'll let you know.
Okay. Oh, look, and he didn't even get to his chicken broth or his sweet and sour sauce that he brought.
Oh, he had it all in here. God.
And his Worcestershire.
Come to play.
Guy had jars and jars of stuff.
Come to play and come to win.
Nice job.
Okay.
Very nice. Who misses the smell of bacon?
You can throw any of those empty things away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is putinky in here, isn't it?
A little pukey in
God
here.
God damn. Smells like the Washington Mystics locker room right now in here. Smells like a WLBA locker room in here.
Ew. Hey, you know what? That's pretty strong, that performance. We've had lots of strong performances.
That's going to be a hard one to beat.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
When we come back, we will get our final two contestants. I believe we're going to have a guy who's going to drink a quart of mouthwash.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's going to make the cocktail concoction with the... with more bugs and worms and stuff like that.
A lot of drinking going on in the studio. None of it alcoholic.
Yes. What would you drink for a trip to New Orleans? Well, let me see who's on the phone also, because the phones are going nuts. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that guy that just ate the crickets.
But he drank them, honey. He didn't eat them.
Well, I know he drank them, but as an experienced bulimic,
yes.
That even, as a 17-year bulimic, that even made me gag.
Wow.
Wow, well, that's heady praise.
That's quite a compliment.
Heady praise.
I mean, give that guy win-a-win-a chicken dinner. Give it to him.
Thank you.
Very good.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. That was Karen Carpenter, right?
It was.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. This just reminds me of a story. A fraternity brother of mine won a contest in Pittsburgh by competing for these gross food eating contests, and all he took was a loaf of bread to Three Rivers Stadium where they were having it. And when everybody was done mixing their concoctions, he said, "Follow me." He went into the men's bathroom and cleaned out a urinal and made a sandwich and ate it.
Oh my!
One hands down, and that.
Oh my!
Well, you know it's good when you can get us all with a story.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Cleaned out a urinal with a loaf of bread.
I love Donna Mike's show.
Hey, have you guys seen the movie? Not the movie, the show Jackass on MTV.
Sure.
Did you see him take the bite out of the cow chip?
I haven't seen that one where they eat cow poop.
It was unbelievable. He was riding a bull, and they show him with this big hardened cow chip, and he took a chomp out of it.
You know, that's the great thing about this country. Everybody's always trying to improve on an original idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Great.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, I did a little experiment last night with bacon grease.
Yes.
Because of this little episode today.
Yeah.
And I put it in the microwave. At about 103 degrees, it starts breaking down. So when he swallowed that, at 98.6, it's going to harden back up. It's going to be a lovely thing tonight.
Oh, I got you. So what you're saying is when it goes through his body again...
No, but the stomach acid will neutralize that, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. It might coagulate.
That is the truth.
All right.
Dr. Mike, I sure am glad you're here. That's the second medical problem you've helped me through.
What's that, Rob?
Well, Robbie?
What's that?
It'll handle just like butter in the system.
Right. Yeah, it'll melt.
And speaking of that, what happened to the guy who was going to come in and drink a stick of butter today?
A simple one, but one that we needed, you know?
That was what we were looking forward to. Not that the people who've come by have not been great.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, those crickets?
Yeah.
Man, you know, there's a real problem with eating crickets. If they make it down alive, they can crawl back up your throat.
All right, thank you.
I guess that was a cricket eater on there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling in regards to the guy that they said he was going to be drinking a bottle of mouthwash.
Yes, he will.
I used to work on an EMT before as an EMT.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to stop you right there. Because you know what you are, sir? You're a naysayer.
A who?
A naysayer. You're calling us to tell us something bad that happened to somebody who did something similar.
Oh, well, I was just.
Am I right?
Well, I'm just trying to warn the guy.
Am I right?
That stuff's poisonous, man.
Right. That's why there's a skull and crossbones on every bottle of Scope.
I'm telling you, I mean, if you ingest enough of it, it'll kill you.
That's right.
It'll kill you?
Yes, it will.
That's
so
why
the person that you were an EMT died from drinking mouthwash.
Yes, it was a bottle of Listerine. She drank it to commit suicide, and they killed her.
Is this the same guy that said if you drank a whole bottle of Tabasco, your eyes would shoot out?
I don't know about all that. No.
I don't know about all that.
Really? Well, then how come there's no warning on bottles of various mouthwashes?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, you couldn't tell us
you
that.
You could tell you're an EMT, but you couldn't tell me how come the FDA would not put a warning.
And where were you an EMT?
I was an EMT in Illinois, outside Chicago.
Really?
What town outside Chicago?
It's called Elgin.
the suburb.
Elgin, Illinois. I know exactly where Elgin is. How many miles is that from Chicago?
It's about an hour's drive or so outside of Chicago.
And so this individual chose to commit suicide by drinking mouthwash.
Then how come they don't put the same type of sticker on mouthwash that they do, let's say, on like Drano or Liquid Plumber or Clorox bleach that says, do not ingest?
And he's gone.
Like the wind.
There he goes.
Must have had a call he had to answer.
Right.
Very good.
Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wondered, with the goldfish?
Yeah? What? Hello? That's a bad phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What up, fat boys? Fatties.
Hey, a douchebag.
Douchebag says what?
Hello.
Is this the happy hour or what? The last four calls in a row were dicks.
Yeah.
Four? Gotcha. To call this number, enter one. The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. If you know the number, please.
Yeah. Robbie,
yeah, I've got the mouthwash here in my hand. It will kill you. It will fascinate you.
I don't pay attention to mouthwash.
I don't listen to the movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. The guy that ate the crickets.
I'm so sorry.
Duh. Yeah, well, what was that, fatty?
Dude, I'm so sorry. I'm a fatty myself. I sweat when I eat. I'm so sorry.
What were you thinking?
I was being stupid. You guys are the greatest. I was laying here saying, don't do it, and you did. I apologize.
You know, we know all, we see all.
Right, fatty?
I'm a fatty. I'm sorry.
I got that number, douchebag.
Don't do it, dude. Please.
I might have already done it.
Hey.
I might have already gone on the air when I started 69'd you.
You're the best, man. Don't do it, mates.
Don't do it, man.
I don't think it did.
Oh, okay. All right. But I've got it here. Every...
And all I do is tell everybody how great your show is, please.
Then watch it, okay?
I'm sorry, and y'all aren't fat. I'm glad you lost 30 pounds. I'm lazy. I wish I could lose 30. Mike, you're the man.
And the next number is zero.
Don't do it, baby.
And the next number is nine.
You mind your P's and Q's.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I drink a gallon of the Share Lady's Flow?
A gallon of the Share Lady's Flow.
Fantastic. Whenever I hear Flow, I think of Flow from Alice.
From Alice. Kiss my grits. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Big ball earrings.
My grits.
What, hello?
I'd like to refute that guy on the mouthwash.
Yeah.
If you got like a hardcore winos and those kind of guys, they'll drink that stuff to catch a buzz.
All right, thank you, Mike.
I'm drinking some right now.
Okay,
I believe that.
Listen, we'll
Charlie. And, Charlie, you've just washed the studio again with your stink.
What?
Any nasty pickle juice cricket smell will be certainly overwhelmed by Charlie's butt.
Yeah, one nasty ass going today. Ass gas.
Wow.
Okay, well, we come back. The guy who's going to drink the gallon of mouthwash or whatever it is, and the guy who's going to make the cocktail concoction. Then we have to vote. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Tom Gavin, you're a monster. You have shown me some power. Tom Gavin, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to save.
John and Mike live at the Super Bowl 3 weeks from now. They will show you something.
This house is so gone crazy.
Enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? The guy wasn't an EMT. But we're going to read the Listerine bottle when the guy gets here with it.
Okay.
Because apparently there is some kind of warning on there. I can't think that I've ever seen a warning on a Listerine or Scope bottle.
Right.
Yeah, well, it is something you put in your mouth, but apparently somebody said there's a warning label that do not ingest.
We'll read
call the doctor, call the hospital if you ingest
well,
it.
I don't know.
We'll read it on the air. I know that Broyhill runs all this past some doctor.
Right, Dr.
All,
Giggles.
Yeah, for all he knows, it's Dr. Doolittle. It could be any of the number of doctors that he
well,
knows.
Well, you know what? We should get the name of the doctor he runs it by. If we're going to do that.
Dr. Love.
Dr.
Remember that
Detroit.
Kiss song?
Did Dr. Detroit already?
Didn't have Dr. Detroit.
Dr. Detroit.
Let's go with the... hold on, what do we got here? All right, here's what it says. Warnings on Listerine antiseptic.
Okay.
Now, would that be the same as Scope?
No, Listerine, I think, is more antiseptic than Scope.
Hey, Lisa, what is the brand name that the guy was wanted?
Listerine antiseptic.
Okay. Oh, so the heavy stuff.
Here's what it says. Warnings. Do not administer to children but under 12 years of age.
Right.
Keep this and all drugs out of the reach of children.
Well, there that, you go, right here. Right there, we're screwed.
Do not swallow.
No, all right.
In case of accidental overdose, seek professional assistance or contact the Poison Control Center immediately.
So it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
But I heard good news that isn't he with somebody who's going to drink butter?
Yeah, he's going to get a stick of butter instead.
All right. Should get two sticks of butter so they both drink it together.
Well, okay.
We know.
But I still think the EMT was lying.
Oh, no. The guy wasn't an EMT.
Yeah.
But, you know, and apparently we've only had like a million people call, all of them reading their Listerine bottles and reading the same label to us.
Now, here comes a fellow. What's this gentleman going to be doing?
Jesus Christ, look at this guy. He's wearing Wait, what the hell is this that you are wearing? He's wearing some kind of a windbreaker.
A slicker,
yes, a rubber, if you will.
Are you going to be ingesting anything that says do not swallow?
No, not at all.
Very good.
All
right.
And he's, up and up.
He's dressed for New Orleans. He looks like one of those guys that's going to go to a football game. and you put like one of them ponchos on.
The kind that, like, right, when they get a last second rainstorm and they break out the plastic covers.
And he has this poncho that he has made for himself, actually has little signs on it that say, New Orleans Bourbon Street.
Right. He's breaking out the blender, Don.
I'm bringing a lot to the table, guys.
All right, very good. I can't wait to see it. You got bags full of stuff. We don't know what's in there yet, but right now you're preparing your blender. What do you have there?
Blazing Cajun spices.
Oh, very awesome. Good. Okay. And that's good for New Orleans, too.
This is what I consider the...
Oh, are you okay, Lisa?
Lisa, what's wrong?
Lisa, why'd you have that? Did you just look in the trash can?
I didn't look in the trash can, but I got a quick whiff of, I believe it's sweet gherkin juice.
Oh, okay.
You guys were talking about weight loss. This is a before picture of Rob A. down at the Redskins game.
Yeah.
Hey, the old him.
Let me see, Rob.
Yeah, Rob has lost a ton of weight. Take a look.
Pretty awesome.
That's a good looking picture. What are you doing? We all homo taking a picture of Rob?
And taking a picture of Rob from behind.
Yeah, that's the way I like to be seen.
That's great. That's about halfway through his weight loss, I think.
There you go. Rob, that's for you.
No,
for
actually, judging from this, that's about 70 pounds ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
Sure, keep it as a reminder.
I'm real sorry, Rob. Yeah,
thank you, though.
I know how sorry you are, Mike. We'll talk.
Thank you, though. Thank you. No, that was after the full 70 pounds. All right, what are you putting, David? That's your name, David?
Yeah, for this purpose.
All right, hey, David.
David sounds like he's got a radio voice here.
Dave, what are you putting in your blender right now?
I'm putting it together first, but we'll start off with some raw oysters.
How tall are you, David?
I smell those.
Oh, look at that, raw oysters. Hey, yeah, have one to start with.
Mm.
Right down that.
I almost came back up.
Really? Well, you're gonna have a problem if you couldn't handle a raw oyster.
How's it taste? Is it good?
Oh, very good, yeah. Okay. Would you like some?
No, thank you.
No, just fill up your
blender. Get a whiff of that. I'll need a plug.
We'll have it for you in a sec. It's
thank
on
you.
The way.
What do we get, an extension cord?
This guy's making it.
Okay, this is my Cajun cocktail in reference to the whole New Orleans theme, right?
Right.
Got some sausage.
Okay, andouille?
As best as I could get. It's hot, spicy sausage.
Very good.
All right. He is putting big pieces of wiener in there.
All right, let's see.
And then next.
It's already grossing me out.
Next we have
shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico, right there by New Orleans. Fresh,
very good,
right. Uncooked, still in its wrapper.
Oh dear.
We see.
Oh, that could be dicey.
We see. He's putting three, four of them in there. Okay,
a little sushi. Yeah.
Next.
Ah,
damn.
Man, what was that?
Well, I was gonna cut the onion, but
Harry, hold on.
The blender will do that.
Blender will do. Just break it apart.
You could just put the entire onion in the blender. Just break it apart with you.
Good idea.
Yeah, just put the onion in the blender.
Lisa, nice shot of the blender.
With a razor, if you want.
Robbie's not going to be able to cut the onion.
Watch your fingers there.
Careful.
With a razor blade.
Oh, he's too nervous.
Don't dry it.
Just put the onion in the blender.
All right, very good.
You're okay there. What else you got there, Dave?
Normally, it's good for fish, right?
Yeah.
Fish. What is that?
Nope.
It's a base.
Well, what is it?
It's fish. Raw and uncooked, sort of like sushi-like.
Okay, right.
Raw and uncooked fish.
Raw fish. Gotcha.
Good.
Boy. And then, of course, the almost last not least, raw oysters.
Raw oysters. Okay. All of this going into a blender.
Like raw gumbo, actually.
Yeah, and a little oyster juice.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Now you're going to put something out? Are you going to put some hot sauce in there?
Yep, we got hot sauce. Here's Cajun-style rice with beans.
That'll be good.
This is a whole theme. It's a theme party,
okay,
right?
I give you credit. Yes, you are doing a New Orleans theme to this.
I
friends.
Yeah. You mean with us?
What's that?
Your IE? No, you do the IEs.
No, IE!
I like those IEs.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
There you go, Dave.
This guy's scaring me a little bit now. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. He's very prepared. Uh-huh. He's prepared, and he's got quite a concoction. We have raw shrimp, raw fish, raw oysters, sausage, onion, Cajun spices, Tabasco sauce, and a tomato. It's going to take a while to mix that up. You know what? That onion is going to probably... you ought to break that onion in two. Because otherwise it's not going to chop up. Just break it in half. Just put a half of it in there.
Well, that was the hard part, actually.
Yeah, he had a hard part cutting the onion apart with
be careful with the razor.
Yeah. With the razor blade we gave him.
Take it slow. Take it
just
slow.
Just take a little onion. Just be careful. There you go. Now you can dig your finger in there and just get a few chunks out.
So there you go. There.
Okay, and what else, Dave? That's plenty of onion. What else you got? Anything else?
Yeah. Well, we start with the spices.
The Tabasco sauce.
Sure.
Now we're going to have to open the
Crystal hot sauce.
Crystal hot sauce.
Crystal hot sauce.
Watch out with the razor. Shaky hands and a razor make for a major bloodbath.
I guys want to say something. I'm all for this, protective sealant on products, but it sure does slow down a radio show.
Sure as hell does,
when you have this tamper-proof opening stuff.
And that hot sauce, you couldn't really use plastic under the top of a bottle anymore.
And what else you got here, David?
This is
Cajun spices.
Boar's breath.
Yeah.
Blazing Cajun.
Yeah, throw it in there. All right, Cajun spices. All right, fantastic.
Charlie will just take the top off the bottle for you.
All right,
say when. There you go, pour it in.
That's good.
When? Because it's actually not mine.
All right, there you go.
Way
to do the heavy pour, Charlie.
I like it.
Good job. Now, do you have any liquid to blend it all together?
I do. Ice and water here.
Ice and water, right? Just make it extra cold. All right, fantastic.
And we'll need to get the sound of the blender, Lisa. If you could move Mike. There you go, or Charlie. Move that mic right there.
All right,
there.
We're all set to blend it up, sir. What's your first name again?
David.
David, I forgot.
David.
Too busy staring at the food. Fire up, David. Go ahead.
Hold that lid on.
Yeah, hold the lid, please. All right.
We'll start with the chop.
Okay, chop. Hey, there's a good blender.
It's not moving.
That's the professional model, I can tell myself.
It's jammed up. Hold on, there it goes.
There it goes. It's turning into a brown mush, but the tomato seems to be unscathed. Put it on a higher setting, sir.
What's the setting you got it on there, Dave?
All the way. Now go up to the top. All the way up to the top.
Oh, that is the top.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. He may have broke. No.
There might be a little more liquid in there, but it looks
more
pretty
of a
good.
Shake, a Cajun shake, if you will.
Yeah, that's what you know. It's, yeah. I don't think he's going to get it all the way liquefied.
I think I saw this on Emerald.
There you go.
Take a big whiff of that. Doesn't it smell beautiful?
Hold on, Mike's putting some water inside there to see if it helps.
That'll help.
There we go. Does that stink?
Hey, Mike, the water really doesn't
crack. That did.
Smells like heaven.
Beautiful.
He's making a beautiful shake right now.
Bassmaster, 2001. I think it's set. I think you're ready to go.
All right. You got yourself a glass?
Creme de la creme.
Hold on. He's got something in a towel.
What is that?
It's
an authentic hurricane glass.
From Pat O'Brien's.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Very nice.
Gave me the weirdest rash of my life.
Pat O'Brien did?
Which one? The guy from TV or the guy who owns the bar?
Pat McGroin. Here we go.
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah. He is.
All right, now he's taking this concoction. Oh, God damn, it is lumpy.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody?
No, Acres?
No, thanks.
Okay, now we need you to drink this on microphone.
All right, ready?
Oh, God.
All right.
He has put all of this into a blender.
Hey. Pass the lips over the gums. Watch out, tummy. Here it comes.
All right, here we go.
You're going to puke in the garbage can.
There he goes.
We need this. The sound of you drinking it.
Oh.
Look at his hands shaking.
How is it?
He's drinking. Oh, my God.
It is crunchy.
Is that the ice you're chewing on there?
Well, that and some shells of the shrimp, and the fish.
I got to think that the ice got broken down. Oh, P.U. Oh. Okay, you got to finish it up?
I'm here to do that. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, go.
Go ahead. Please.
Go, David, go.
Now you're holding
a God damn.
Slowing down a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Not quite as easy as you thought?
That's a rather tasty concoction past all the chunks.
Oh, God damn.
All right. Tasty concoction. That's good. I guess the spices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Finish it.
Hey, chill out.
Right. Come on, finish.
Less talk, more drinking.
All right, here we go.
Now he's really getting down to chunks now.
All right. Lisa gagging in the background.
Hold on, here we go. No. He went for the garbage can.
Way to go.
He was going to puke.
It was almost all over, guys.
Way to prevent yourself from puking.
Okay, you've got one last gulp to go in that glass.
Here we go.
Come on.
Listen. If you're going to spew, just be real careful. That was a spew that I saw going over the whole studio, okay? Just lean over into the trash can if you got a spew. Here we go.
Starting to sweat, guys. Starting to sweat.
Here we go. Last jug of the night.
Big, one, two, big three, go.
Go.
Sorry.
Drink.
Come on,
drink,
take it all.
Drink,
take it all.
Drink,
take it all. Drink, take it all. Oh.
You know, this guy is—he's the biggest tease.
Yeah,
he keeps leaning over and his cheek
diving for it.
He's got to finish it,
and he.
Yeah!
There it is.
Bravo!
Wow.
That's it. No vomitosis.
Fantastic.
You know, the one thing that he spit out—the one thing of all that that he couldn't take was the tomato.
Really?
That was it.
That's a good man.
All right, Dave. You've ingested all of it. Yeah,
he's fine.
Wow. I'm tearing up.
He's fine with it.
No, I'm not.
Good job, sir.
Oh. I'll tell you, you came very close to puking, but you did not.
This is the kind of guy that if he pukes, it's going to be
yeah, all over the place.
Okay. How you doing?
All right, clean your mess up and get out of here.
Yeah.
That was a good effort. That was a good... Strong
yes. Boy, we've had some
presentation.
We have had some contestants today.
Yeah.
We sure have.
One oyster to go?
No.
You going to eat an oyster now on top of it?
Oh, you mean you? Sure, go ahead.
One.
Now he's just eating oysters. This is extra credit.
Hold on. Find a big one.
Big slimy one.
Hello.
Slippery.
I am F of the jungle.
He kind of reminds me of Herman Munster.
Really?
All right, very good. You're done. No more eating for you.
All right, very nice.
Get that crap out of here, please, as soon as possible. I'm getting a headache. I get that same feeling every time we do one of these shows. It's that same dull headache by the end of the show.
Wow. That's a lot of crap that guy put in that blender. And he drank all of it out of the glass.
You know what it smells like in here? Really, it's not fazing me that much. It smells like a raw bar. Yeah. It smells like a raw bar in here right now. Kind of a pleasant smell, Rob. Makes me think vodka's not far behind.
Smells to me like Rosie O'Donnell's OBGYN. The Office, I mean.
Wow. But I'll tell you, that looks horrible. You know in the movie Autopsy when they do mix up the maggots?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like in there.
All right, David, thank you. An excellent job with your blender.
Thank you.
Oh.
Ellison, is the last guy here the last guy who went to get butter? Will you go see? Because if he's not here, we're just going to end the contest. The guy who wanted to drink the Listerine, but then we found out that it's not good for you. Wow.
I get a headache.
That guy came goddamn close to puking.
It is, he really, and I, that first puke that he did, if he let that go, seriously, you know where that was coming? That was
all
coming,
over the place.
It was going to be all over the console.
Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, he was like full body wretches. Like, he couldn't even control himself. He was like throwing his head around.
Mike, we have one more. We have the guy who's going to drink.
Full body wretches.
I'm
sorry about that picture coming.
That's quite all right, Mike.
Drink a stick of butter.
I think we both look great.
What? This is the last guy.
Drink a stick of butter.
Okay, here comes the last guy.
Hey, Rob.
What?
I agree.
Okay. Yes.
All right, come on, Lisa. Bring the last guy in.
Here he comes.
Hey, dudes.
Here's a real crazy feller.
Hi, boys.
Crazy feller's coming in.
We got to drink some butter.
All right, good.
All right, they're going to drink some butter.
Well, has it been heated yet?
From under butter.
Well, that's the thing. Last notice, he can't drink his Listerine.
Right.
Do you have
a
bottle with you?
No, I left it in the truck.
Mm-hmm. We could pretend he was drinking it.
No, you ain't going to do that. We've got butter. We've got butter to drink. Lisa's going to go heat up the butter. And Lisa, you'll find a receptacle for that, right, to put the butter?
You know, we brought some salsa. We were going to drink a mixture of butter and salsa.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
Fantastic.
I took Comex.
Yeah. Butter and salsa.
Butter and salsa.
Kind of the base ingredients in a lot of Cajun food.
All right, well, then, Beavis, Butthead, why don't you get out of here for a second.
Right.
Let Lisa heat up your butter during this next commercial. I got to think that it's going to take a couple of minutes to microwave four sticks of butter.
It will to make some drawn butter. Out, guys. Go ahead.
Get out of here.
Since the other guy brought in some oysters, we just figured we'd bring some Doritos in here.
Gotcha. And hey, what are your names, guys?
Well, Jimmy and Doug.
Jimmy and Doug, nice
with
to meet
you. The band Gunpoint Affection.
Yeah, baby.
You guys are musicians?
Well,
kind of.
Okay. Shocker. Okay, get out of here. Get out of here. We'll see you in a minute. Well, listen, there'll be one more act.
See you later.
And Mike's got a message. And perhaps a critique on your new album. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. They sponsor our live on-air farts.
Boy, what a day.
All right, one more act to get to. What they're doing now is taking four sticks of Land O'Lakes butter. Mm-hmm. We're going to microwave and melt four sticks of butter, concoct that with salsa,
right,
and make that into a cocktail, and this guy will drink it.
Am I foolish for saying that sounds pretty good?
and then we'll vote on our winner. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And another, you better sit on that zoo fraternity of yours. I don't want no drunken riots in my town.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I
don't know. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
We are. This is Bobby Brown.
I don't know.
Chilling down with the two fat men.
Yeah. Here we go. That timing worked out great.
Oh, that is grosser than I thought it would be.
Lisa actually melted. You know what, Lisa? You're going to make some guy a wonderful wife.
I know this place.
She is so damn handy in the kitchen.
She's stirring the butter is what she's doing, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
She's actually taken the four sticks of butter, mm-hmm, melted them, right, and put them in with the salsa. And
so now it's extra buttery salsa.
And what we're going to do is put this into a couple of glasses. That's what you guys are going to do. You can drink this down. Jesus.
Do you have any glasses that are bigger than that?
Well, you could just drink it out of that bowl.
Yeah, you could, like, you know, share it.
You
drink it like the cave dwellers did.
Uh-huh.
When they had their bowls.
Bowls?
Yeah, is it really hot?
How hot is it, Lisa?
No, just warm.
Just
kind
warm.
Of like a lukewarm hot chocolate.
Be perfect for lobster right now.
Mm.
If you like your lobster salsa-y.
Okay, guys. Bill and Ted, please take the butter.
What are you reading there, Bill?
Well, I made
see
it for
if it says,
guys.
See if the butter says do not...
Oh, no. You did the trick with the lady.
Trick, yeah.
The Land O'Lakes lady. If you cut out her boobs,
right,
and then you do this thing with her knees,
uh-huh, it gives
her
boobs.
You can push her knees up to where her boobs are. We used to do that in elementary school all the time.
He gets extra credit
We're
for
still
doing
in
that.
Elementary school.
Yeah. Well, what was that?
We're still in elementary school.
Gotcha. See the light. All right, boys.
Do we get extra credit if we snot in this?
Can I finish it?
No bodily fluids.
No bodily fluids.
Pass the bowl around the studio.
No. Don't spit in there.
No bodily fluids.
Please. Lisa wants to spit in there.
Thanks for offering, though.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Classy lady.
Go ahead, guys.
All right.
What this is four sticks of butter that have been melted down.
Right. Thank you, sir.
But your names again, gentlemen. You are, sir.
I'm Jimmy Gunn.
And you are?
I'm Dougie Gunn.
Now, who's going to go first? Jimmy Gunn, you going to go first?
Well, we can race.
You going to do it at the same time?
Okay, you going to race? Or would you rather just do one at a time?
How about one at a time? How about Jimmy Gunn, you go first?
All right, Jimmy Gunn, on the count of three, drink that stuff down. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Salsa butter.
That was too fast.
He chugged it right down. He's got butter dripping off his chin.
Dun, 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 dun.
He's going to baste his belly with a big boiling bowl of butter.
Okay, the...
There he goes. There he goes.
The other Dunn brother.
No, don't force yourself.
Hey.
Don't force yourself to puke.
Oh, if he's going to puke,
that's not fair.
If he's going to puke, let's get it on Mike.
That's not fair, though, to force yourself.
Oh, is he putting his finger down his throat?
Yeah.
Well, he used to weigh, like, 400 pounds, and he's used to this. This is what he...
Lord almighty.
Hey.
Oh,
welcome to the show.
Oh, God.
By the way, we'll be at Kristen's in Detroit January 17th. It's the Jim Bruton and Doug Herbert's phenomenal thing.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. He was working that finger down his throat.
I see. I didn't know that he was doing that, that
he was working
it.
That finger. And then then all of a sudden I just said, let it go.
And then the rest of it had to be natural.
There
wasn't any of it that was natural. It was all finger-induced vomiting, but it was vomiting nonetheless.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Your turn.
Okay.
Oh, God.
How'd it taste?
Like your wife.
Oh. Which, like your wife.
I was the guy that wanted to bring the beer in, but...
Why don't you just drink it and keep your mouth shut? Go ahead.
Just drink it. Go, guys. All right, here we go. This is
Dougie Gunn.
Dougie Gunn.
Dougie.
Down the hatch. All right, Dougie Gunn, drink
4 sticks of butter.
Ugh. How is it, Dougie Gunn?
He's able to keep it down, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think Dougie Gunn's going to be putting his...
How is it, Dougie Gunn?
Dougie Gunn, there's a little bit left at the end of the thing. Got to finish it.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, they did a good job with 4 sticks of butter. Yeah.
Dougie Gunn.
Oh, now he... Dougie Gunn over the can, please.
Now, he looks like he's going to puke without putting his finger down his throat.
How you doing, Dougie Gunn?
You going to make it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's going to make it.
All right, fellas. All right, the Gunn Boys. Hey, listen, what band did you guys want to plug?
Gunpoint Affection.
Gunpoint, what kind of music is it?
We play
rock and roll, alternative original rock and roll. We'll be at Kristen's in Detroit on January 17th.
All right, beautiful. Get out of here, guys.
Good stuff.
Bye-bye. Boy. See you later.
Take care, fellas. Nice job.
See ya.
We enjoyed that.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Those guys. Oh, are you all right, Lisa?
No.
Why don't you try something?
I'm sorry, he asked for a kiss goodbye.
Oh, man,
please, Lisa, if you wouldn't mind maybe just taking that trash can out of here right now.
No, so I could get stuck with it?
Just put it somewhere else.
Hey, ask the Gunn Brothers to take it out in the hall with
you. There you go.
Yeah, Dougie, take it out there. Thank you.
Now, listen, we got to vote now.
Okay.
We got to vote now. Are you all right, Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
She looks like she's going to puke, too.
I can't imagine that.
Those two guys...
Oh, God.
Those two guys, they each drank the equivalent of 2 big slabs of butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with salsa.
With salsa.
When Jimmy Gunn finished drinking the butter and salsa, he basically put his hand down his throat.
Yes.
He was probing like this. He was going like this. And, I mean, it took some doing, and then finally he...
Yeah. I heard.
Yeah.
I heard. Okay, so let's review.
Yes.
Because it's time to vote on who's going to win the trip to New Orleans, keeping in mind that all of these...
they were all... Let's give them all a round of applause, because they were all fantastic.
We had Chance, who came in and drank a quart of bacon grease.
Right.
Right. Then we had Chris, who drank the fermented pickle juice.
No, then we had the breast milk guy.
Oh, on family.
Second, yeah.
Well, what was his name?
I don't know. What was the family's name?
Oh, is that Steve? I think his name is Steve.
Steve and Laura,
the guy who came in and drank the breast milk from his wife's boob. Mm-hmm. Then it was Chris, the guy who had pickle juice and 144 live crickets.
Yeah.
That was followed by
Herman Munster.
Yeah. Oh, David.
David with the raw gumbo.
Cajun cocktail. David, the guy who made the Cajun combo.
With the blender.
And then finally, our last two guys, Bill and Ted, who came in and had 4 sticks of butter and salsa.
Fantastic. I mean, I wish they all could win.
Yeah. Unfortunately, only one can win. Please, at this time, Don, Mike, Robbie,
yes.
Buzz, Lisa.
I don't want to tip my hand, but who's the guy that drank the pickle juice?
Chris.
All right. It was Chris.
Or just write down the act if you don't remember the name. We got to have an uneven number voting in here.
All right.
And Robbie, here's mine.
Okay.
There's Lisa's. Mike, you pass that over, please. All right. There's Mike's. And if you go get kindly old Buzz's.
Sure. Thank you, Lisa.
Actually, Buzz is coming over here. Look at that. We don't even have bacon or anything.
There's no bacon over here, and he's running.
I move faster with bacon.
All right.
Everybody does.
Well, you know what?
What?
It was very close. It was a 3-2 split.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Would you like to know who got 2 votes?
Yes.
2 votes went to David and his Cajun cocktail.
Ah, very good.
Very nice.
Yes, very good.
Oh, man, I'm bummed. I was going to vote for David, too. I can't change my vote now.
Well, you could have voted. What are you saying? You're bummed. You could have voted for him.
Well, I like David.
You could have been the swing vote.
I know, but I realized that, you know, now that I, well, that's all right. It's too late.
And the winner with 3 votes, the first person to vomit on today's show, is Chris with the pickle juice and the carrot. Yeah.
Chris! Listen, I'm sorry, they were all fantastic, but this guy, Chris
really did it. I mean, he had lime crickets.
Yes.
He's the guy who came in with the bad pickle juice, the fermented pickle juice.
And it was a great puke, too, and I think I got him a vote, too.
And he had 144 live crickets.
Yeah.
Is he able to come to the microphone?
Yeah, here he is right now. Here he comes.
Hey, doesn't look as sweaty.
Does David get a consolation prize, Don?
Mike, all of our other contestants will get VHS copies of Leonardo DiCaprio's hit movie, The Beach.
There he is, Chris. Way to go.
Chris.
There we go.
We did it.
Congratulations. Nice job,
Feeling
Chris.
Feeling good.
Excellent.
Chris, knew it was coming.
Congratulations. You won a trip for two to New Orleans.
Excellent.
To see the WWF Royal Rumble. Your trip includes round-trip air, two nights hotel, and premium upfront tickets to see WWF Royal Rumble.
Thank you so much. Don and Mike, dreams really do come true.
Royal Rumble is in demand. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now.
Right choice here.
To order WWF Royal Rumble Sunday, January 21 on pay-per-view.
Way to go, Chris.
Nicely done, Chris.
Good job.
I think, you know, we had a lot of great acts today, but I'll tell you, it was pretty obvious this guy had to win it.
It was a slam dunk, and he gave us a natural vomit.
He did, absolutely.
Real good.
Really good.
Are you a big WWF fan?
I am indeed.
Who is your favorite WWF wrestler?
No, I'll go with The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Will he be at this thing? I guess he will.
Yeah.
A big pay-per-view? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, have an excellent time. Have you felt anything from the 144 live crickets that you...
It's feeling a little tingly still.
Little tingly, he says.
Oh, that can mean only one thing. Legs moving.
All right. Get out of here, Chris.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Don't eat too much down there.
And thanks to all of our contestants.
Yeah.
There they go. I mean, we had some good ones today. And we had a couple that we had to turn away because they came too late in the show.
And all the people had a great attitude that participated today. Yes. We want to thank everybody.
They're all very nice. Now, I don't know what we're going to do next time because we've been eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Jesus, we're just about out.
Who would you kill?
Ken. And I'd do it for nothing.
For free.
I'd do it.
You don't even need a trip.
I'd do it for a trip to Bowie. Kill Ken Stevens.
I'd drive you out there.
Well, listen, everybody. That was a great show, and thank you. Now it's, unfortunately, we have to move, no offense, but back to the world of the reality.
Yes.
Back to more reality programming.
Oh, no.
It's time to go from our happy fantasy world to this world.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Bacon.
That's me. He made it up.
That's him, Bacon Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, presidential grudge match, Bubba versus W.
Ooh. All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. America's most happening hate mongers. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we are, living fear. Ready for news and comments right now with Buzz. Bacon Burbank. Buzz's news tonight. It's brought to you by
the Bomb 7X.
No. Brought to you by Teleglobe.
Oh, okay.
They paid for it. Buzz's news brought to you by Teleglobe. And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Ever since George W. Bush said he would not pardon President Clinton, Mr. Clinton's been taking little swings at W.
Beg your pardon.
The president was in the state of Washington yesterday congratulating a newly elected Democratic senator. They have this unusual system in Washington, said the president. They actually count all the votes. The day before, Clinton was in Chicago saying our candidate had won the popular vote and the only way they could win the election was to stop the voting in Florida. Today, Bush officials are saying there's a tradition in this country of presidents leaving office with respect for their successor, and we're certain Clinton will want to follow that. And today, George W. answered all this by saying, I won the recount. Three or four times, I think.
Listen, it has nothing to do with politics.
Right.
Frankly, I think President Clinton is just realizing that his days in the spotlight are over. Do you know that...
And he's bitter.
Yeah. He actually went to Michigan State to have his picture taken with the Michigan State basketball team. They won the Final Four last year.
Right.
Last year.
He's been very busy.
It's like, hey, it's going to be my last chance to get on campus and have my picture taken.
Especially get on campus.
Yeah, right.
That's the three.
President Clinton.
And did Bush really say three or four times?
Yes, he did.
Why sweat the details?
Hey, right. What's the deal with the pussy at the Clinton house?
Oh, more on that.
I'd love to talk about pussy at the Clinton House.
They're scrambling to negotiate a peace settlement at the White House between Socks and Buddy. Here's the latest.
Yes, you heard about this, Mike.
Yes, and so Socks is going to go to Betty Curry, I thought.
Very surprising that Clinton doesn't want to keep the pussy in the White House.
No, he wants to keep, the dog.
Right, I thought he loved pussy.
As you may have heard, the plan is for President Clinton to get custody of Buddy the dog, while Clinton's Secretary Betty Curry would get custody of Socks, the White House cat.
I read an article, I think it was 2 years ago, about President Clinton, how much he loved his pussy.
He loves it. He loves that pussy.
Socks has seniority, but Mr. Clinton's made it clear that Buddy's about his best friend in the world, and Socks and Buddy fight like, cats and dogs.
He likes something more than pussy.
He was buddies with almost every pussy he ever met.
Now, America's biggest pet adoption agency has stepped in, offering to teach the two animals to live together in harmony.
There's circumstances. I understand that Socks is smelly.
Oh. Animal League America admits, it might not work trying to teach them to live together, but it says a lot of times it does, and it says Socks should stay with the people he's loved these years.
I heard he follows pussy wherever it goes.
Yeah, I've seen him do that in the back of the White House, in the White House backyard. He follows that pussy around.
I'm surprised he's letting some pussy go.
Well, as you heard Rob say, it's an odor problem.
Oh, what a pussy.
The head of the South Carolina prison system was fired today. He was fired by the governor after two guards were accused of letting inmates have sex at the governor's mansion.
I thought that was a press conference. I enjoyed this job, but they fired me. I'm sure of it.
There was already a sex scandal underway. Last year, a guard was accused of having sex with inmate Susan Smith, who you'll recall is doing life for drowning her two sons.
You got a game against the guards? I don't know. I'm going way back.
No, that's a Burt Reynolds movie.
The Longest Yard. We're going to play the guards?
This sex in the mansion twist just makes the scandal deeper. For years, minimum security prisoners have served as cooks and house cleaners at the governor's mansion in South Carolina. But
remember that big bald guy in that movie?
Yeah.
I'll play the guard.
Female inmates have now been banned from working in the governor's mansion there.
Oh, too bad.
The U.S. mail will soon be reaching its destinations with some help from Federal Express. The Postal Service and FedEx have joined forces to speed up mail delivery.
Thanks to Tom Hanks.
What FedEx gets out of the deal is that it suddenly becomes more accessible in more places. FedEx will handle express mail, priority mail, and some first-class mail for the post office using its fleet of cargo planes. And FedEx will pay the Postal Service hundreds of millions of dollars to put its collection boxes in post offices.
Wilson!
UPS and Emory are not happy about the deal, and they're headed to court to try to challenge it.
You know, goddammit, I wish our show was more timely and topical.
Really?
Really today when I was coming in, I was listening to Oldies 100.
Right.
And I heard the disc jockey coming out going, "Hey, all these 100, everybody, good afternoon. They've raised the price of postage stamps, and I just happen to have a whole bunch of 1-cent stamps. If you need some, give me a call, and I'll send them to you."
That is
why can't we be that cutting edge?
Tell me if you need 5 or 6. He set it up by saying, I was sitting down paying my bills today, my bills that are due on the 15th. It's the 11th.
Yeah, and that happened 4 days early.
And I noticed that the postage has gone up 1 penny. I thought, God, I don't have the 1 cent stamps. But fortunately, and yes, Rob, it was Tom Kelly.
Oh,
it was Tom Kelly's showgram.
Yeah.
So, listen, we got a bunch of 1 cent stamps here at Oldies 100, and if you need a couple, just give me a call. I'd be glad to put it in the mail to you.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show.